want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Got it right here.
Yeah.
Got
Oh, you have it.
Got it right here.
Finally.
Madden 2005.
The wait is over. They ought to give you. They ought to give you more than that.
Boy, is it junked up! Am I gonna love it?
Yeah.
Make the big stop. Customize your crowd. EA Sports Radio. All new graphics technology. Xbox Live. New hip stick control. New defensive playmaker control. New storyline central. Mike, understand what the Madden game is giving you now. If you've got a player like Ricky Williams, I imagine they've got probably a storyline like that where one of your players during the season, if you're playing in the season mode,
yes,
goes nuts and shoots somebody or rapes somebody.
Right.
Or whatever it is that our modern-day athletes do.
Do you really think there's a rape storyline in Madden 2?
Well, here's what it's...
I don't think they could do that.
New storyline central. Your games are impacted by the stories that surround your team.
Huh.
Get the inside scoop from local and national newspapers, email from assistant coaches,
wow,
and Tony Bruno's weekly radio show.
Will you email your assistants?
Yeah, just to see what programmed response I get back.
Sure.
Deeper franchise mode. Plays moral... Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Not only...
What?
How you play... Like, if you play clean, if you don't showboat and stuff...
Right.
You get... Better percentage.
Well, that's a good thing.
Let's see. For goodness sakes. Affected by on-field performance.
But who doesn't want to showboat with
your
game?
Your morale and stature are affected by on-field performance. Reward a hard worker by naming him team captain. Or trade an unhappy player.
Uh-huh. You can trade?
Wow. Yes, you can if you go into franchise mode.
How exciting is that?
Look at that. Boy, I was on that the Madden website today, and they got this thing that you can print out.
Right.
To show to your boss if you're really a nerd like me.
Sure.
It's a sick day thing.
Right.
It's the national called-in sick day. I think it's Thursday, the day that it's nationally released. I only got mine because somebody who pre-ordered it was nice enough to give me their spot.
Right.
And, listen, get ready for an instant cash prize right now.
That's exciting.
The first caller at 877-365-3636. I have an envelope from Beth Ann McBride, who last night... Now, is this girl...
This woman. She's this all woman.
Baby!
This girl is a woman now.
That's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Now, listen, how thorough is she? How much does she want to please and make a good impression?
She does.
She called me last night. I'm watching the football game, of course.
Right.
She calls during a commercial, perfectly timed. There's nobody's playing on the field. I go, hi. She goes, hi, it's me. It's about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
She said, there's not a play during the game. That's okay to call, right? I said, of course, call anytime. What's up? I thought it was something about the show. She said, the guy just called. Your Madden game is there. I'm going to go get it now. Wow. I said, Beth Ann, please, it's 10:30 at night.
Go to bed.
Don't go get me the Madden game.
Right.
She said, no, I want to. I'm excited. I said, but I'm not even going to get it until I get to work tomorrow, meaning today.
I'll drive it to your house now.
No, but she said she wanted to go out and get it, and so here it is.
Wow.
And in the envelope, which I will open now, it's my change. And this is the money that I'll be giving away. So let's see how much change I got.
How much will someone win, Donnie?
You're passing along the savings.
I gave Beth Ann $60 in cash. And we have $7.26.
A $7.26 winner coming up right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Instant winner.
All right.
$5.26.
I thought it was $7.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a handling charge on that, Mike.
Oh, a handling charge?
No, no. You can keep it all.
$7.26 for you.
26 cents.
Perfect.
There you go. Send it to him in this envelope.
You're right. It is perfect. That's the word I was going to use.
There you go.
Better than nothing.
Hold on.
That's right.
Hold on.
You found more?
Cash. Another quarter.
Cash bonus.
$7.51. There was a spare quarter rolling around.
Cash.
Keep it going.
Instant cash bonus.
There you go. Nope, nothing else.
No.
Nothing else. Just the receipt from the place.
Hey.
What is this? Oh, and something I should read. Something about the game. Hold on a second. What is this? Oh, these are just coupons. Well, this is just junk. This is nothing. Okay. Never mind. Enjoy your $7.51.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Another happy winner. How long before when you get home and by the time you walk in the door will you have that in the machine?
Oh, first thing. I mean, when I get home tonight, I will slide open the Xbox drawer.
You won't pause for sustenance?
No, I will not. I will want to look at it first, and then I will do as I have done every year for the last however many dumb years this has been out. I will take the previous model, the 2004 Madden game.
Yeah, and file it?
I don't throw it away.
I said file it.
Yeah, but I will. I have a dorky file.
That's what I was saying. I didn't mean the kind of filing that we do in the studio.
On my
library.
However, it might as well be because I never go back and play the old ones.
Right.
I never, it's like once the new one is here, and God, if only, speaking
and gone,
of...
That's how they get you.
And speaking of God, and I know, Mike, and I'm for that. That's right. I'm all for that. I buy into that.
Well, they work real hard to produce a new game.
I know that's what they're doing, and I know that basically it's the same guys on every team. They just tweak. I know all this, and I buy into the hype. Imagine how great this would be. For instance, with wives, what if you knew every single year you were going to get basically the same thing? But in a brand new package that
right.
you'd be all excited about, and you couldn't wait to open the package. Even it's still the same thing that you've had for the last, in this case, I think 15 years of the Madden
with
game.
Minor modifications.
Yeah, and modifications with which at first glance, I'm thinking, of course, I want the new hit stick control. Of course, I want to customize my crowd.
Right?
How couldn't I have thought of this before? That I want the storyline central. Could you imagine that? Wouldn't that be great?
With the wife, do you get the hit stick control?
Oh, God.
That's only for you, Rob.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike. Just a couple of nerds are calling on the pre-show.
Here we go. Excitement abounds.
Hello, here's Eric in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Senior Don.
Hey, I got it.
Hey, yes, I'm very, very happy. Do you go on to the Xbox Live ever?
Yes, I do.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. But
you will never know it's me, though.
Oh.
You'll never know it's me.
You don't want to play against the goofball?
I want to play.
He wants to play with you.
Well, listen, I like playing with all the goofballs, but I love the part about being anonymous on that.
Right. Yeah.
Especially when guys start talking and like sending messages and junk.
He thinks he wants to play with you.
Hello, is this Todd? No, hold on. Oh. It's Cody.
Cody, yes.
Cody, hi. It's Madden Day for me. I'm very excited. Madden Day
Happy
for
Madden
everyone.
Day.
Madden Day for everyone who pre-ordered. Cody?
Yes.
You're a grown-up?
Yes.
You have a child's name.
Okay, I have a child.
You are a child.
I have a child, so I can't be a child anymore.
But you have a child's name.
Yes.
Oh,
what's
the
new name?
You can have a child and still have the mind of a child.
Yes, that's true. That's why I play Madden.
That's right. Thank you for the call. I'll take one more nerd. Hello, Phil. Phil?
Phil?
Phil Connor?
Hey, how you doing?
Phil?
I'm here.
Yes, Phil. I'm engaging this call because all you nerds are calling right now.
Did you guys see the thing on ESPN last night about the haunt of the Madden game?
Oh, the jinx? Yes, I've seen all about
it.
There's a jinx?
The jinx, yes. The
oh,
jinx.
My God.
Now, listen.
Ray Lewis is on the cover this year.
I just want to say it's a death sentence. It's worse than Sports Illustrated. Let's go back in time. You got Marshall Faulk.
Right.
And you've got Dante Culpepper. And, of course, last year, Mike Vick on the cover.
Wow.
They all had either bad years or broke their legs or something bad happened to them. So it takes
That's
us,
right.
Takes us.
So are you telling me that this could be a bad omen for the Baltimore Ravens?
I hope not.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye. We better just end that.
Ooh, he's on the cupboard.
I am very excited. Hello? Oh, no time for groaners. Mill. Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
I mean, hey now. Hello, Bill.
Hello there, Scott Shannon. I'm so happy you got your Madden game.
I had to take out a loan to get this game. Do you know what bank I went to?
Which one? The Commerce Bank in Beverly Hills?
I did.
Attaboy.
Hello. I'm Scott Shannon.
I'm Mill Dryson.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. And again, there's the door opening.
Hello.
I guess.
that doesn't, the door isn't taped. Unlike the previous 10 minutes you've been hearing, the show actually starts now.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
What is it?
Himself.
Hell yeah.
A man of faith.
Right.
A man of hate.
Yep.
And a soul torn apart.
Yep.
Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. South Beach Diet Book. And all the ships to sea. America's favorite French male transvestite prostitute.
You're bad.
No, no, I'm very good. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you, Robin. Hi, and thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show, everybody. It's a new episode. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, it's a new episode on this Tuesday. Tuesday 08-10-10-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. And there you go. 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM 202-432-1067. Oh, and it's Tuesday, and it's August 10th, 20-04.
All right.
And you are just bad, Rob. You are so bad.
Not really.
Let me see if I can think of a...
Diplomatic?
I need a softer word than diplomatic. Okay.
A gentle...
Thank you, Mike.
A gentle way of perhaps communicating Rob's joke?
Yeah.
Don't go there, girlfriend.
Let's just move on.
Oh, but it's got so much potential.
It
truly does.
It's not ripe yet.
Well, maybe I could say something about it without mentioning anybody. Without mentioning anybody's name at all. See, now, Beth Ann, you walk past the window, darling, and every now I say it because you walk by the window, you're going to know Beth Ann is involved.
Or is she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or is she? Oh, right. Yeah, like the secret's not out.
She gave a very noncommittal look into the studio. It was kind of like a, I don't know. So she got the book? If she did, that's great. Everybody should try that.
Here comes producer Beth Ann McBride.
Come to the microphone, Beth Ann.
And thank you again for, you know, late at night getting me that Madden game.
I know.
Thank you.
I had to do it.
Thank you. No, you didn't have to. I told you that last night. You didn't have to.
I'll tell you something. Her track record is one of pleasing.
Yeah.
Constant, nonstop pleasing.
And you hate that, don't you, Mike?
No, I love that. I love
that. Now, as a matter of fact, we are unaccustomed to this behavior.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we've already...
Especially from women folk.
I mean, I think we've already experienced things that would not have happened and without your presence. And that's a pretty good thing.
Yep.
Why did you say I hate that? I'm curious.
I don't know.
I feel like we're still getting to know one another. You think I'm rooting against you?
Sometimes.
You think I've got it in for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
That is so, so very wrong.
All right.
You think I'm the one that's planning all those rumors? Just kidding, my dear.
Thank you. The book was a gift.
I've heard those rumors, though, too, Mike.
Rumors?
Well, I can't.
Don't trouble yourself.
You can't say.
I'm rumor free.
No, well, okay, keep thinking that.
It's me constructing these horrible emails every day.
Keep thinking that.
Because, Beth Ann, you know how involved I am.
Here's the thing. A woman that works here gave Beth Ann the South Beach Diet Book.
Uh-huh. Was this unsolicited?
I think when I first got here, I said to somebody, wow, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me how they had lost about 20 pounds on the South Beach diet. And I said, that's all I want to lose is like 20 pounds. If I could take off 20 pounds,
mm-hmm.
I'd be perfect.
Right.
I'm pretty close now, but 20 pounds would really do it.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, so this person was standing there.
This person who gave you the book.
You the
person who gave you the book.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Take that.
What? I'm not playing this for you. I'm playing
this. You shouldn't play it for that person either.
Wow.
Well, she's pregnant.
Yes.
And she looks great.
She does. Sorry.
Why are you looking at me?
Huh?
Why are you looking at me?
Because when I'm in one of those moments,
I gotta say,
you know how Rodney used to always do his tie?
Yes.
Jesus.
Come on, man. I mean, listen, I'll stand up for it. It's me saying it. It's not Mike saying it. It's not Rob saying it. It's me saying it. Oh, they all laughed when I said it before, and they're kind of laughing now.
So you were complimenting somebody on weight loss, and another person overheard that
right.
And gave you that as just kind of a friendly gift.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And my only thought was perhaps you could mimeograph a copy and give it to her as a return.
Mimeograph.
As a return.
We can love that. As Patton Oswalt said, then we could go down to the corner drugstore for a phosphate.
You know, guys, I'd probably make a couple more copies.
Right, yeah, because we're fat. But at least we haven't given you a book saying, "Oh, you're fat too." Here, please, hey, lose weight.
Hey.
Everybody's talking about fat. Speak for yourself around here, okay? How you doing, Mr.
Mike?
Let me tell you something about this, okay? I like this. It's mine. It belongs to me.
And he's a real fat man talking. I am dangerously close to 200 pounds. I'm dangerously close to finally
that's
getting
great, though.
Underneath
that's
200
and
pounds.
And I'm dangerously close to 280. I am. I'm back up again.
Yeah.
Well, my highest was 294.
I was
almost 300 pounds.
Something good about 280. It's in my rearview mirror, but it's not so bad.
Right.
It's like hitting 30. You know, a lot of people dread hitting 30. It's not so bad.
Where are you now? What is yours now?
I would say between 290 and 300. But I don't weigh a lot because why bother?
Okay. But you look good. You look good. You look like you.
Always.
And I look
always. Me. We all look like ourselves.
Right. I'm not where I was. I'm not where I have been.
Are you? But are you where you're going?
Most importantly, I'm not where I could be.
That's right.
Right.
With the big blender?
Yes, the giant blender. I could be there. I'm a long way from there. We're all a long way from that guy.
Oh, from that guy.
I mean, I'm not talking about weight. That doesn't mean pounds. That means about how you look.
Your carriage.
I mean, it really does. It really has a lot to do with your carriage. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we could look like certain people, and we don't.
That's right.
But we all could lose weight, and Don's lost a lot of weight.
Sure. And I'm still just a hideous Dustin Hoffman fat mess.
Well, I think I will, when I fluctuate, I still have this, and I just want to say, my stomach.
And you say this,
I love this.
It's good luck.
This is me. This is who I am. Once you realize who you are, baby. Accept it.
Baby.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
And I just want to say to the inventor, Beth Ann, please don't leave yet.
First off, Beth Ann.
To the inventor.
It's an insult to give you that book. You're not fat.
I don't think he meant it.
Can I say something? I know I've criticized so many over the years, and I've criticized, for example, the inventor of voicemail. But may I take this opportunity to say a word of thanks to the individual who invented, the one nice word for it is the Hawaiian shirt, the bowling shirt, the shirts that remain untucked as I am stuffed into my golf shirt, tucked into my jeans today. I want to say thank you to those individuals that let me breathe. Yes,
the man,
Rob.
The man who
free.
Gave us the billowing Polynesian button-down shirt.
Yeah, and we're an XL.
Floral panels.
Yeah, and when you have an XL on that shirt, it's an XL.
That's right.
All right. Not those XLs. There's no worse feeling than trying on an XL and having it be too small. It's a terrible feeling.
Or a double XL.
Let me simply say about this book thing that if you had received the book from, you know, Shondell, someone who looks like she could be borderline anorexic, you know, then...
You're just...
Well, now, that's a compliment.
It is, but she might not
She's a friend. She's a friend. She'll know.
I watched Growing Up Gotti. I had T-voted. I watched my back episodes of Growing Up Gotti, and it was a classic example of her going out on the blind date, and I think after my trials and tribulations, I know what to say that will set a woman off as opposed to keeping quiet, you know, and it's just, you can't say, and it's got to all be positive.
That's right.
So the word is, then use anorexic, he'll be completely...
Okay, well, I was kidding. I'm trying to do a funny show. If someone very thin...
Not me.
If someone... No, that's right. You are one serious MFer.
I am the conscience of this
You
show.
Are Mr. Serious.
Yes, I am. Serious business all the time. It's what I come in here. That's what I say every day. No. Keep it serious, stupid.
No, listen, you are more concerned with these people's feelings, these frail people's feelings.
You know, and that,
I'll have to deal with it.
But you know,
I'm the big mouth that's saying it.
That's a curse, though. That's a curse on this show sometimes.
What
it's
is
a curse to care about that type of thing, because really you should throw caution to the wind.
I do.
Fine.
Shondell is a handsome-looking woman.
Sure,
I mean,
is.
She is goddamn handsome. She's anything but anorexic. And it's the only way that I can say this without my wife getting mad, because I've been friends with Shondell and her husband for goddamn 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to say? She's simply the hottest woman at this radio station.
Can I share with you?
I would accept it from her.
I believe either the beginning part of this week or
last
week.
Not that I would accept it, but I would accept it on your behalf.
Last week, Julie Fullman pulled me aside and brought Shondell over to show me her feet. because she was in a very...
Remember.
Was that you that did that?
Oh, I saw her feet that morning. I said, oh, my God, Mike has got to see your feet.
Yes, it was Beth Ann that did that. And Beth Ann, was I not delighted with those shoes?
I wish I had a picture of the expression on your face.
Yes.
When his eyes...
Oh, my man. You know, a lovely slack with a heel and an open toe... Oh, God.
Little pink toes.
Just fantastic.
Let me just see if I can just...
Really, I mean, really, terrific, terrific feet.
Let me just see if she's even here.
Terrific feet on that frail frame.
See if I can make this okay.
Absolutely.
Call the woman who gave Beth Ann the book. Well, come on.
I think that's a good idea.
I'll call and tell her I said it.
Were you offended that someone gave you a diabetic? I'd put that right in if somebody had plopped down a scope on your desk or something. And I would take it the same way.
God, well, she's not here.
That's too bad. Because I know you'd like to make that right.
Oh, Rob has her cell phone.
Yes.
There we go. Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Rob, or as we like to call him quite often, the fixer. The fixer.
The mender.
Anyway, all you ladies, don't be pissed at me. I just think it's funny that one broad gives another broad a book about dieting, and the one broad that gets the book is not only not mad about it, she's like, oh, look, isn't this very nice? You know, if one guy comes up to another, if one guy walks up to another guy and says, hey, you're fat, you know, the guy says, all right, let's fight.
Exactly.
But you would never see...
Yeah,
you would,
step outside.
You would never see anybody walk up to, no matter how friendly we were, hey, listen, I'll turn around, Mike coming up to me, Don, you talked about losing all that weight, but frankly, look, you're still like 40 pounds overweight. Have you thought about the South Beach diet?
Oh.
And show me the book. You know, I'd hit him with the book, as he would me.
No, I mean, somebody comes up to me and says, hey, have you gained a little weight? I'm like, hey, Humpty Dumpty, come on, outside, front porch, now. You and me. Back door or front door, your choice.
I stick by the original advice. When you showed me the book and told me that she gave it to you, I said I would throw it in her face.
I'm going to read it.
And
I think guys are very honest also when they say, have you lost weight? Which has been, you and I have gotten that over the years where people come up, to try to endear themselves to us.
Yeah.
Hey, have you lost weight? Oh, And then, I'm very honest. I said, no, I've gained 15 pounds in the last day and a half on a steady diet of Krispy Kremes and butter.
Anyway, Beth Ann McBride, there she is. And don't worry about the book.
Are you going to dive into this that South Beach thing?
I'm going to try it.
Tell the woman.
Well, you'll be pleased.
But tell the woman with the book.
What do you mean she'll be pleased? Well, are you an expert on the South Beach diet?
I think that and the Atkins diet are both very helpful. I think they're good diets.
I'll be pleased.
Ask the woman who gave it to you. She'll go on it with you.
I think she's been on it.
Could I send a message out to, since we're on the subject, and it's something that I talk a lot about.
What's that?
To the people at Friendly's, the egg white omelet, please make it available, all right? Yes, I ate the ham and cheese egg omelet with regular eggs today, but please, I didn't ask for egg beaters. Maybe they have egg beaters, but I wanted an egg white omelet to cut down on the fat.
All right, well, Beth Ann, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, you're doing a great job.
You are. Thanks for getting me that Madden game.
Thanks so much.
And really, go back and tell that girl. You throw that book at her. I don't need your book.
But I see with women. Don't you think it might be a different little thing?
It is. I think.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah, I don't think it's an insult at all. I even wrote this note in my.
You know, when it comes to diet, who's helpful around here?
Who?
Clementine Tran, who occasionally will bring some delicious cupcakes into work. Delicious baked goods.
Did you mention Clementine Tran?
Yes, one of my favorite people here.
Oh my darling Clementine. She does not even talk like this. She's from North Carolina.
She brings in baked goods. That's the contribution.
Oh my darling Clementine.
She don't come from North Carolina.
But she look like she should talk like this. She does not. Oh my darling Clementine.
Boy, I've been waiting for about 2 weeks for her name to be mentioned on the show.
She's a good person. I like her a lot.
Very cool.
She don't need a diet book either.
She's somebody who's, if more people were like her down here, we'd be okay.
We'd have fun.
Now listen to this.
Coming time!
I'm coming in. Yeah! Coming in today. Yeah! I'm at a pretty major intersection, Route 50 and Route 123.
Yeah, very busy.
Very busy. Like, 14 lanes of traffic all going each different which way.
Yeah, you got a Fuddruckers, a Denny's, and a Rite Aid drugstore all within a few, you can get sated in any number of ways from candy bar to grilled Cajun chicken.
So I'm sitting at the light making the right hand turn on red.
Yeah.
And
have you been to the Indian restaurant that's right near there?
I've not.
that changes ownership every year and a half or so.
Very, very good. Right. Yeah, it's on the right. Bombay Bistro. Yes, very well received.
Isn't that like the, what's that Chinese restaurant? The Big Wong? Always used to, like, the health inspector's.
No, not this place.
The headline will always say, Big Wong closed again.
It used to be Alums, I think.
It used to be Alums, and now it's a very popular place for lunch. I've dined there at the buffet. They do something in India with chicken that is very special.
Yes. They dye it like pink.
I'm glad you're keeping it serious, Mike. I'm glad you're keeping it serious.
That's what I'm here for. That's my job.
That's my job.
Here we go. But you're at the intersection. I digress. You're at the intersection of Route 123 and Route 50 here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Hold on. That's a good question. Andy, go ahead. Yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just curious if Mike's been tipping the bottle a little bit today. You know,
Oh, is this another one of those days where I've had my kids all weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that really what it is?
I think, you know, and yesterday...
But I was so mellow when I came in here.
But I was such a chatterbox yesterday because we only had 3 hours to do a four-hour show.
Right,
that
right.
I barely let you get a word in edgewise, even more so than normal.
I think we should turn this around and ask the caller if he's been drinking today.
Have you been drinking, sir?
Oh, no, not yet.
I'll drink to that.
I don't believe that.
I have not had anything to drink today, sir, but I think you have to take into account the residual effect.
It's weekend drinking, and also Mike had his kids this week. You got your kids this week, right?
No, I bid adieu to my beautiful children, and but you get a little goofy when you're doing everything.
Sleep deprived. You being the mom, you're being the dad.
The little one, yes. Elizabeth came a knocking at 7:30, and I normally, you know, Daddy sleeps till noon, so that makes for a very unusually. Usually early day. Get up at noon, and it's right to the Bombay Bistro.
4 days till my kid leaves, incidentally.
I am.
Not that we're counting, but 4 days.
I would say that after that happens, that when you come in on that Monday, you will be in a similar frame of mind. It'll be degrees, but you'll probably be tired.
Goofy tired.
But I wanted to hear before I interrupted you, what you were saying about 123 and 50.
I remember now. There was an incredibly hot woman, and I'm not kidding. This is about 145 today. Uh-huh. If anybody happened to be in Northern Virginia, Route 123, Route 50. Hot, hot girl driving a Corvette, a convertible Corvette.
Ooh, with the top down.
Silver. Man. So I'm just sitting behind this girl at the light, and I'm just looking at her in her rearview mirror, and she's got her hair pulled up like in a ponytail. I'm thinking, you know, it takes stones for a woman to drive a Camaro, and
sure.
A lot of times...
Corvette.
A Corvette. A lot of times, those women turn out to be, like, white, trashy,
sure.
You know, like, cougar-like, but boy, she looked young, and she looked hot, and...
It's a new Corvette!
And then... I swear to Christ, God is my witness. She, and not only on sight of me, but of the cars that were in the lane next to her, she started to pick her nose.
Oh, no!
Nothing's perfect.
And I mean, she didn't pick it a little bit.
Oh, no.
This is one of those lights where the cycle is, you know, 3.5, 4 minutes long.
Very long.
No, she's...
I didn't.
She's
oh, that's so disappointing.
Going at it.
Wow.
And
oh, that's disappointing.
I turn to my left, and there's some dudes in a work truck. And it's obvious that they've been looking at her as well.
Right.
And I look over, and we didn't shake our heads, but we just looked at each other like, can you believe she's doing this? She's in a convertible.
Yeah.
In a Corvette convertible. And I don't know. They tell me that our show is number one in the ratings. I don't know because I read it in the newspaper.
Right.
We don't subscribe anymore. I would think, given that information, maybe she's listening right now. Honey, if you were at the corner of 50 and 123 today, and you are a handsome, stunning woman in a silver Corvette convertible, do not pick your nose at the light. And then, please, for the love of God, with your big Cher fingernails, don't flick it out the right side.
Oh,
which
God.
Which is why I carry a pen in my car.
Oh, my God. So that had to go across the passenger seat.
Right.
There's a chance that won't clear the window.
No, not if you're sure with your... your flicking ability.
It's all about density.
And if she had those either Cher or Patti LaBelle, the very long, long fingernails, and it was just, she pulled the thing out, she looked at it for a second, and then just flipped it away, and then just went back to primping herself in the mirror, like, la, la.
You know, there's a small part of me that thinks, do you think maybe she knew you were all staring at her?
No.
And she wanted to gross you out, like women do sometimes?
I think she didn't look bright enough. She looked so hot.
Right.
I don't think she was that smart.
That's sad.
And
it wasn't even cute, was it? Sometimes when
no, it was gross.
Yeah. See, I think women can do gross things that might be considered cute. I don't think that would under any circumstances. I don't think that would work. No matter how hot the woman was, no matter how in love with her you were, I think it still would be gross.
Anyway, yuck. So shame on you. And if that woman is listening to
that, a new Carmen.
What a buzzkill. Put her right through, Joe. And get rid of all these people that want to talk about diets. Get rid of all these people that say, like, cut out sugar, suck your stomach in. Just hang up on all those people. There you go. There you go. Hold on. Oh, you hung up on everybody. Good boy, Joe.
Joe.
There you go. That's my
I eat carbs now, but I only eat sugar-free and fat-free carbs. There you go. That's good. I've gained 12, 13 pounds.
Think how much
you would have gained if you hadn't done that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Inside this radio station.
I ate toast today. I ate toast and potatoes.
Oh, my.
I just feel bad about that. I really do. I really do. At Friendly's with my kids.
That's okay.
Well, it's not like I ate an M&M pancake, which they had on the menu. God, that looked good. An M&M pancake. Yeah. I think that's a marriage of flavors that's just A-okay. Put the M&Ms in the pancakes for kids. It's off the kids' menu. They ought to put it on the grown-ups menu. You know, the only difference is there'd be three of them.
Uh-huh.
Three M&M pancakes. How about three peanut M&M pancakes?
Hey. Yeah. How about that?
Tommy, see if you make it out the door with that. Kids, wait in the car. Daddy's got to go back inside the Friendlies.
Keep going.
What? What am I doing?
No, you...
I was just talking about breakfast.
No.
I felt guilty because...
The same thing happened a couple weeks ago. I'm all for this. For whatever reason...
I felt guilty because of the breakfast I ate today. Because you get me on the subject of diet, which has been very much in my mind. I'm always thinking about what I'm eating, believe it or not. I'm thinking about that. God knows I lead an unhealthy lifestyle in every other aspect of what I do as far as, being out at night. But I'll tell you, when it comes to what's on the table in front of me, I'm trying to think about it a little bit more. And I'm mad at myself because I ate toast and a couple of home fries today.
It's harder with the kids.
It is. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. And then 15 Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, well.
Pancakes dripping with butter. And I like the maple syrup, just a little jelly and Cool Whip.
That's low fat, the Cool Whip.
Yeah, makes them go down. We call them sliders. I know that's a name for burgers, but that's what
I
call
White Castles.
You can actually, if you put the Cool Whip on a pancake, you can get the whole thing right down. Full size
pancake.
Full size griddle cake.
Full size.
Fluffy. No, Rob, not a ham. Not a ham.
Not a ham.
Rob always wants me to eat an entire ham.
Sure. So anyway.
Don't like ham.
How you doing? Have you thought about the South Beach diet?
Huh? I've read the South Beach diet.
I said that as a joke.
But I have it at home. I have all the books at home. Put them right in my kitchen. Looks good for
right,
the ladies.
Looks good for the ladies.
Yeah, as long as the ladies don't see the secret drawer, you're all set.
And the secret drawer is?
Full of preservatives. Of every kind. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
I know you are.
I'm fine before.
You're funny.
Yeah.
No, you're funny.
I'm fine before.
Funny.
The diet,
you're
you
funny.
Know, I mean, you're very serious. You're much more dedicated than I am. But the whole diet thing gets me worked up. It gets me worked up because I'm thinking about it always. I'm thinking about it always. There's a new drug on the market now, too. Have you seen those ads for the new drug?
No.
It's a new diet drug. I don't know. It's a...
Of course it doesn't work.
It's a new diet drug.
It doesn't work. What? What did he write down?
Rob says that I have all my diet books on a shelf, and I use cake for the bookends. Rob gets into it, too.
Yeah.
Rob gets into it, too. You can tell. Right.
I love to diet.
I love to diet. Dieting.
I hate to diet. I'll say this.
I hate it.
I hate to diet.
You have an advantage over me, though, because I think you have a very health conscious, a woman who's at home always.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt about that.
To prepare your meals for you.
That's no doubt about that. And I also look at it like this. Also, the hour that I get on the treadmill every day. And don't think I'm down there running 12 miles. I'm going to BS. Yeah, I got like 6 miles in an hour. Okay. But I think that's an hour where I don't have to talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
In my weird mind, that's why I go, here's the option. Sit down in the other room. There's a chance someone will call, someone will want to come talk to me. Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I know that if I say, I'm going to put my headphones on and be on the treadmill for an hour, she won't bother me because she thinks I'm doing something good. So I guess in that regard, you're right. That's the Frieda factor paying off.
I think women by nature are healthier than men in that regard.
Of course they are.
So.
Yeah. Of course they are.
My girlfriend watches her weight all the time. She does the points. This is so many points, and she won't eat it if it's this or that. And meanwhile, I'm like, well, okay, if you're not going to eat that.
You know who really needs that South Beach book, though?
Who?
It's your wife, Buzz.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed.
As we heard on yesterday's show.
Your wife doesn't have to watch your weight.
No, she never has. She has great metabolism, and it just burns it off.
Then why'd you tell her to hold in her stomach the other night?
Because she was complaining about the way her clothing looked. And I said, well, you know, to get by, you'll have to suck that in a little bit.
And that falls into that category of don't say anything.
Yeah. Just say you look great.
I'm learning. I'm trying.
And if you're hot and you're out there, I mean, not hot like physically, I mean, you're beautiful. You're in a beautiful, expensive car. It's a convertible. And it's a nice day. Don't pick your nose and flick it out the window.
No, and when you want a snack, have a smoke. I mean, it helps.
Yeah.
Models do it. I'm all right.
Who are you modeling for this week?
I am modeling for a company you might be familiar with by the name of Rochester.
Okay, was that the big and tall?
Fabulous outfit. I've been trying for years. I always say, don't get the model looking guy. Don't get the guy that looks like Putty from Seinfeld.
Right.
Get me.
Get you.
No.
Michael Mara.
I'm a hand model.
Nice. We're gonna have to take a break here. You are goofy tired. You are good, and that's fine.
I am
that's
probably
great.
A little bit tired.
That's good.
I am a little bit tired.
Boy,
a snack.
I didn't even get to James, the intern.
I am a visionary.
Our program director, Julie Fullman, all these people at the station that I thought we could have some interaction with. We have a guest coming up next.
Oh, is this the Playboy?
No, that's not until tomorrow.
Okay, well, I will diet tonight.
Tomorrow. It's just a phoner, so go ahead and knock yourself out.
Oh, I'll eat while we're doing the interview.
we come back. I don't even know. Beth Ann booked this. Her name is Jane Shane.
She's with the E! Network?
Yes, and they have a show called Diary of an Affair. Yeah, I know. Who wants to find out about this?
Everyone does, just no one wants to ask the question.
Fascinating.
That's right.
Wow.
No one really wants to. But this broad's coming on in the next break. This woman, this guest is coming on in the next break with us.
Really?
Yes, she is.
Diary of an Affair.
Yes, that's right. It almost sounded like you said diarrhea. Diarrhea of the affair. Imagine that, if you had an affair with someone just because they had diarrhea.
Well.
Hello, Fred.
What website?
Fred, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
Mike, I want to tell you about a beautiful little cafe we have here in our downtown. They sell crepes. They have a peanut butter and Nutella chocolate dessert crepe. Smothered with whipped cream.
I'd make it if you could substitute the Nutella, because I'm not a fan of the Nutella.
Nor am I.
Really?
No, if you could, maybe you could actually eat, I've got it already.
Okay.
Substitute solid milk chocolate.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'll do it right away.
Thank you.
Are you ready for a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
That fellow that you just had the nice conversation with?
Yes.
Calling from Sacramento.
Shocker!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're rich, they're beautiful, and now they're looking for some new kicks. Three gorgeous sisters and their governess, who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
The family that plays together is a very
groovy family.
Don't miss The Swingin' Pussycats, the amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more perrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
The Swingin' Pussycats are the perfect household pets, trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats, in color from Hemisphere Pictures.
The Don and Mike Show.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
As always, you're welcome. The toe-tapping touch tones will fire off today. We'll have a brand new secret sound. Would you load that up, Robbie? Put that on the digital thing. We're going to hear the new secret sound, which will be worth $100 today. Michelle just walked by the window.
Yes, she did.
She mad?
She was smiling.
Ah. Almost always is.
Michelle's the girl that gave B.A. the book.
Great disposition.
Mm-hmm. And here is Jane Shane.
Hello.
Boy, did we just have an awkward moment. As a matter of fact, well, never mind. I'll tell you about it in a second. Jane Shane is from the E! Exclamation Point Network.
What a cool name.
E! Exclamation Style Network. And they're going to have a show called Diary of an Affair.
Yeah.
Real people sharing their extramarital affairs.
Where'd you get these idiots?
Well, this is why she's on the show. They're soliciting.
Scouring for
them. Oh, okay. You want to know how it affects them, their spouses, and their children.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
Is this going to be a funny reality show, or is this going to be a mean reality show?
Neither.
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 No. Serious analysis.
We're taking the high road. We're not doing the Jerry Springer thing. The person who had the affair will tell about what happened in their own words on camera. We're not going to use narration. And we hope also on camera to have the other members of the love triangle.
Oh,
however,
my God.
However, we will...
Good luck finding people for this project.
We've got 10 in the can already.
You have 10 in the can already.
Oh, my.
I smell ratings.
Oh, my God. So give us an example, since one of the reasons Jane is here is they're going to have a site that you go to if you've had an affair and you want to...
Audition.
Be on TV about it.
Right.
The one that you think is the best episode coming up soon, Diary of an Affair. Tell us about the people involved and what makes it so good.
Well,
the episode.
Everybody has their own different real stories, and the stories are pretty amazing. They range from a woman who found out after 18 years of marriage, and she thought she had a happy marriage, that her husband had been cheating first via the web, and then found out that he had a sex addiction problem, went to the 12-step program with him. I mean, I won't tell you the whole thing. But anyway, there's that.
Notice how quiet everybody in this room is.
She was cleaning, and she hit the mouse and saw the emails.
Everybody in this room is very quiet now.
Fascinating. Do you have a lot of people that have discovered that type of thing through email?
There are those. There are the more traditional, predictable ones who, get involved with someone at work, and do the "I'm working late, honey," trip.
Right.
Which.
Is there any kind of common thread through all these stories, as far as either how these circumstances end, or
was it mainly just the women wouldn't listen? The wives, meaning the wives, they just wouldn't listen.
No. And they're about equal men and women, and we have about equal men and women on the show.
But there's really no universal when it comes to this type of thing, right?
You know what's interesting is that it seems to be one of two things.
Yeah.
It seems to be relationships that have gotten into trouble, and instead of confronting the troubles that the relationships are in, there's this acting out thing that goes on.
Or there is the
other MO, which is sort of in tune with all of America, which tends to be the grass is always greener, opportunity presents itself, instant gratification, not thinking of the consequences. And that kind of thing.
Let me rephrase my question to you.
Do you have the gumas on?
What?
The girlfriends.
Do you? We do. We actually have in a couple of stories.
Wow.
Three.
Is there any kind of message that this show conveys?
Yes, actually.
What would that be?
These people are sharing their experiences because they want others to benefit from the pitfalls that they've gone through.
So
and there
words,
are some happy endings. There are some people who have worked through.
Jane?
Yeah?
What about a man like me? I've been happily married for over 20, just celebrated my 23rd wedding anniversary a few days ago.
That is commendable.
Yeah, you bet your ass it is. Thank you. There's a woman here at the station I'm dying to have an affair with.
Yeah.
I'll say her name now. Her name is Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, you might think it's wrong because she's pregnant.
Yes, it is wrong.
I'm willing to wait until she has the baby.
Right. Good for you, Don.
But I've wanted her for the entire 12 years that I've worked here. And I don't even care that she's giving out South
what
Beach.
What do you think? Jane Shane is here, like, giving us how to have an affair advice? That's not what this show's about.
But now I'm afraid.
I'd like to give you our email address.
I'm afraid I've ruined my chances with her because now I've outed her as being a woman who gives out the South Beach diet book to other women. When
I would have trouble buying people that would come on television to talk about
it. Have you invited the Giffords on?
we're they're welcome to come on if they want to talk about it. We're not going for the celebrity set.
Right.
We welcome them in if they want to do that. What we're hoping for is people between 24 and 40 to quickly respond to this casting solicitation.
Whoa, hold on just a second. Why are you closing it off at 40? Yeah. Well, what's the deal there?
It's not me, it's the network.
The network.
It's the demos, Mike. The demos you're looking for.
Keeping it young?
So we're keeping it young.
Well, 24 to 40 is a fairly, broad range.
I would think 24 to 60 would be a broad range.
Well, I don't make those rules.
Mike has some issues today.
I can plea and cajole and beg. Mm-hmm. But that, the network's going to do what the network's
going to do. If you got one that you had a 41-year-old
it depends.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're vibrant and,
As a woman, would you be offended if another woman of equal or maybe even a little bigger body size came up to you and said, oh, listen, here's a South Beach diet book. You should try this. Would you be offended by that?
Probably not. I would probably counter with, I'm already on Atkins.
Okay. All right. See, I think that's the way women
and men. And I think we have a volunteer here from inside the inside the station, a guy who wants to audition for the show.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Oh, God.
Well, here,
that's
very,
speculation.
It's very easy to do.
Okay.
How would
cheaters out there get in touch with you? How do they get in touch with you, Jane?
Okay. They email us ASAP to...
Yes.
AffairTV@hotmail.com,
and
affair is AFFAIRTV.
Okay,
and I'm not being really condescending. It's just that if you're dyslexic or spelling challenged, it won't get to us unless you get the address right.
Okay, so it's
AffairTV@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Please send us the details of your affair.
Wow.
Current photo, phone numbers, so that we can get in touch with you right away.
Do you have anybody interviewed on your show that is in the process of having their affair? I guess that would be pretty stupid, wouldn't it?
Well, most of them have already been through the got caught stage.
Right. Right.
I'd be curious to know, and we'll give that address again. That is affairtv@hotmail.com. We had the guy on from Fox last week with their show Trading Spouses.
Uh-huh.
I think they got somewhere in the neighborhood of, they got like 50,000 web hits, 60,000 web hits, but they got, I think, like 400 families that they're at least considering.
Mm-hmm.
And in that regard, you're talking about the people who listen to this show who have what they think are happy relationships.
I'm just amazed that.
Imagine if we try to cash in the small part of our audience,
right?
That's out there, getting some on the side.
You mean the large part of our audience?
Yeah,
you make trash.
Well, if the statistics, if you care about them,
I do.
Are that underreported statistics? 60% of Americans are having extramarital affairs.
60%.
So if you translate that. Because it is underreported. I mean, that's less than 6 degrees of separation of all of us.
That's amazing.
Wow. Do you count porno as cheating?
No, actually, we asked.
That's a valid question.
A fully consummated affair.
Yeah, that means
that not the Clinton version.
But it's a factor. You said one of your first contestants was a sex addict, and that it started with him on the internet, right?
He started on the internet and then.
Well, Buzz, you're the one that likes the internet. I just feel safe with my DVDs.
Yes, I'm the only one.
All the DVDs you've bought.
You're welcome.
Recently,
as Jane Shane has just told us, it doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Right.
A fully consummated affair.
Fully consummated affair.
Okay, hold on. I think I've had one with Jenna Jemison on that on that DVD you gave me.
It's interactive.
Doesn't
so.
Count. All right, here is a guy named Glenn who has a question for you. Glenn, are you having an affair now?
Oh, no. Not at all, Don and Mike.
Have you had
I'm one of the happy ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I do have a question that if this is a legitimate TV show, why would there be a Hotmail account as opposed to some other legitimate email address?
I don't understand.
Just because we want to make sure that we have all of these coming into one place.
If you want to
check us out, we are on the East Isle Network. There's a solicitation on East Isle Network.
Oh, you don't have to defend yourself. The guy just wanted to listen. Our listeners are like us. They're very cynical of everything.
Yes.
The guy just wanted to know how come it wasn't like the ETV.com.
I think Hotmail accounts are frequently used by people having an affairs because of the name, largely. Hotmail. And so it was actually pretty clever of them to choose that particular
Jane, do you
server.
Know anything about that?
I chose it because it was the easiest way for us to get these things in and I could access them.
I think the fact that this man is challenging your email address would indicate that I'm pretty reasonably sure that he's having an affair.
Probably. Probably with a woman who works here at the station.
Absolutely.
All right, Jane, listen, do us a favor.
Sure.
Call back Beth Ann. If you get a lot of response from our listeners, we'd like to know if you find anybody to be on the show. Now, do you know when it's going to air?
Our first episode should air October 9th. And would you please post our casting solicitation on your website, and I will keep you posted.
Yeah, if you talk to Beth Ann about that, I'm sure she can.
Yes,
we
can.
We'll be glad to. All right, hold on just a second, Jane.
Sure.
Jane, are you married?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Did your marriage end as a result of an affair?
No, it ended as a result of I made a mistake in the first place.
But did your husband ever cheat on you?
No, uh-uh.
Did you ever cheat on your husband?
Yeah, come on.
That's great that you've admitted that, because then that you're eminently qualified to
do that. Jane the cheater.
In my youth.
In your youth, yes.
Imagine. Jane, okay. Jane, hold on a second, please. Sure. Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see if anybody out there wants to be on this TV show. The people from Fox were amazed at the amount of email response they got when we had the producer from Trading Spouses on.
That's right.
So there you go.
People seem to love to be on TV no matter how embarrassing the circumstances. So they're going to get people.
Jane sounds hot.
Yeah.
Doesn't she sound hot?
I didn't find her particularly.
Is she the host, or is she?
No, she's the brains behind it. She's like the person who brought the idea.
You didn't think she sounded hot?
No, I didn't.
She sounded hot.
I didn't think so.
Well, in my youth.
I didn't think so, because the LoJack that's located in my
pants.
Yeah, in my pants kept going off. A constant reminder that even talking about having an affair on the show makes Frida's antenna go up like my favorite Martian.
Well, she said that everybody that's on the show, most people have gotten caught already. They've been in that stage. But I would think with something like that once you've been through that, you wouldn't want to dig it up again and rehash it.
Mike, you would if you wanted to be on TV.
It's the same thing. Maybe not exactly the same, but it's very similar to those guys that like to call our show and say that they've had vasectomies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I question why they want to do it.
Except on the humiliation scale. I mean, we don't have guys calling the show all the time saying, hey, I had an affair and my wife caught me.
Right, exactly.
Right?
And
maybe someday they'll have a reality show for guys who have had vasectomies. And now there's a good idea. And I understand it's a really brief, just maybe a one-shot show, so you just get some nobody like Bob Saget to be the host. Mm-hmm. But really, why do guys love talking about having had vasectomies?
I have no idea why.
Why do they feel the need to announce it to everybody else?
Do you think it's because if they have a vasectomy, they feel like they're so virile that they have to, you know, have a surgical procedure to stop having... I don't know what it is, but guys get jacked up. We've had this for years. We never understood it. Why guys get jacked up about having vasectomies.
Sometimes I wonder if it's a way of saying, ladies, I won't get you pregnant.
I don't know.
Then after the vasectomy, do they cheat?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have affairs?
Interesting.
I don't know. I didn't want to bring this up when that lady was on the show, but have you seen the show Cheaters?
No, I haven't. Cheater, another extramarital affair show?
It's the best because, really?
Oh, this is the one where they catch people.
The video crew.
What they do is like they follow guys around, and it's, I can't say it's always guys because a lot of times it's equally amount of times as women. They follow them around and they have the cell phone stuff. So they've got the girl in the last episode I call where she's calling her boyfriend and she goes, "Hi, I have to work late. I don't know when I," and he says, "You know, I love you so much. I just want to spend time with you. Well, we really have to work out. See you when I get home. Can't we see each other?" "No, we can't see." "Okay." And they go, "Meanwhile, our cheater's camera followed her," and they're like at Denny's eating. And then later they walk into a hotel. Or something.
Oh!
And then eventually they get the woman, the man, the cheater has to face the other one, and it's like it's yelling and screaming, and the host gets beat up, and it's,
wow,
it's a pretty decent show.
Oh, man, TV.
Pretty decent.
You know, it's just moving towards that thing where everyone will have a camera in their home.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, sir.
It must be nice having all those baby seats floating around in you. You can talk so arrogantly about it. Why guys want to talk about vasectomies?
We're not talking arrogantly about it. We're just curious about it.
Listen, it's a valid point on this show.
You've noticed this.
That we get guys calling out of the blue, and I just said it would be good for a reality show.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is?
Have you had a vasectomy?
Well, now if I tell you, you're going to say, there he goes again.
No, but, not really, but I mean, because you're not doing it the same way.
And but have you had a vasectomy?
Yes, I have.
Guilty. Why do you feel the need, even now while we're discussing it, why do you feel the need to call in? Now's when you should go back into your foxhole.
Because in all honesty, it's our way of dealing with it. You're emasculated. You're not a man anymore. It's a tough enough decision to do it.
Well, wait a minute. That might be a valid point. I'm trying to understand why guys do it.
That's because exactly
you're talking about it because you want to say, hey, it doesn't mean anything. It's fine. And because you do feel kind of like you're emasculated and you want to make it sound like it's okay.
When you are less than a man.
Down inside.
When you are less than a man.
When you are less than a man, the best defense is a good offense. So you go and you announce it.
I'm not sure whether that's it.
See you later.
Mm.
See you later, pencil.
So long, man.
Bye-bye.
David, Don and Mike show. David.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
You know that host of Cheaters was stabbed one time.
Don't I know?
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm not. And he's not kidding. I read about that.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible. I think because it's such a cheesy show, and we were watching it, we're like, oh my gosh, he finally got it back.
I saw one night where I didn't see the stabbing one, but somebody told me they caught the guy in a parking lot, and they bring his wife up, and his wife just starts. He rolls up the window of the car because the wife's going ballistic, and then the wife just starts punching like the host, who's the smarmy guy standing there with the microphone, like, hey, now listen, there's no reason to take this out on me. You call us, you call Cheetah. Meanwhile, the woman's going crazy, going, that son of a bitch, get out of the car, get out of the car. She's beating up on the guy.
And she beats up on the host?
He must have been stabbed twice. I saw the one on the boat where they found the cheating boyfriend on the boat with this woman in a bikini, and so the girlfriend gets on the boat, and then the guy in the host in the black outfit, he gets on there and starts yelling and everything, and then the crazy boyfriend leans over and kind of punches him and hits him with a knife, and he's all bleeding, and everybody, the crew's all standing around.
Mike, you should put it in your TiVo, because it's like some...
What network is it on?
It's syndicated.
Syndicated? Oh, my
syndicated.
God.
You got to, like, catch it on WGN or PBS.
Wow.
Actually, I get it on PBS.
Hold on. One more call. Here's Tom. Tom.
Yeah, it's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Are you a vasectomy guy?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And do you have an affair?
Yeah, I did.
You'll be on that fabulous new E! Show, Guys That Cheat When They Have Vasectomies.
Hello. Bob?
Don and Mike.
What, Bob?
Buzz?
Yes.
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, Bob.
What did you call to say, Bob? I know what you called to say.
I've had a vasectomy, and I love Buzz.
All right. Get out of here. All we got now are guys calling, telling us that they've had vasectomy. Yeah. They're not doing it like to be goofy.
No, I've had one.
Guys that have had vasectomy.
Let me talk about mine.
Okay.
It's traumatized me, so I was talking about it.
So, yeah, that's Jane Shane. That's the Affair Show. That's
right.
Vasectomy Show. Hold on, one more. Jerry? Gary?
Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Radio God.
Hi there.
What's up?
Hey.
I was married 18 years. We had three kids. I decided to get the vasectomy because we wanted to have marital sex. Right. It was up to me.
Weekend, like I did with my wife, double knot them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to tie double knot them.
Yeah, because they don't always take.
Oh, it was double knot. I had it done when I was in the Navy.
Okay.
All right.
By a Commander Balls. That was actually his name, B-A-L-C.
Wow.
Yeah. What an icebreaker.
That's
anyway,
a nice little tip in.
So I get divorced, She just remarried a month and a half ago, and I called her about 2 months ago coming out of the hospital, and guess what she just got done?
Right, she had her tubes.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Well, now, can't you go back and have your thing reversed?
The Navy did it, so I doubt it.
Maybe did it.
Yeah. Good at knots.
Really good knots.
Thank you. Everything out.
Thank you, my brother.
Just a little nautical term. Yeah, those knots are bowlines.
Took everything out.
And steel rivets.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yaks. Hundreds of them. This calls for strategy. I'll have to put on my thinking cap. Here, one for you, monkey face. That dope shop is plenty for all. Here you are, slate eyes. Everybody gets one. Well, that's that.
Oh, just one minute, Joe. Just one minute. Oh, you don't get away from me. You wait.
I got the free one.
Believe me, sweetie face, it's a pleasure.
Business is booming.
Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Yeah. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Are you retarded?
Well,
it's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Yeah.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. How about the spinners? Let's do a station break. WXYV, live 105.7. Well, what'd you do, ass?
What happened there?
Bumped it. I'm sorry.
We were just rocking there.
I know. God damn it.
I'm sorry about that.
Now the rocking has stopped.
Fucking ass stopped.
That was real. That was real hostility that I don't often see you direct the boys' way. That was very spontaneous right there.
There was anger there.
There was anger.
Well, did you ask? The music stopped and I turned around and just see his big meaty hand by the machine where the music's playing.
Nobody.
For God's sake.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Start all over again.
There it is. Beautiful. Don't touch it. WXYZ Baltimore. That's Live 105. KSFN, Las Vegas. WGEE Superior, Wisconsin. Also reaching Duluth, Minnesota. And our brand new affiliate this week, WQSC in Charleston, South Carolina. Okay. Hey, Rob.
Are you retarded?
Really?
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Okay. I want to say, for a guy who really is a jerk, and I really am, mm-hmm. I really don't often lose my temper with Rob.
No, you don't.
And
no.
I'm tempted to say I'm sorry, but...
No.
Listen, ass, don't ever stop the record.
You know what? You know, it's you don't lose your temper that much because I'm really good at what I do.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Secret Sound. We got a brand new one. Oh. We've got a brand new one. This is your preview listen of the Secret Sound. Good luck. Everybody just listen. It's a common, everyday sound. That's it.
Well, and Mike, now
wait a minute.
Please.
To help with clarity, this is digital. This was recorded digitally, and you are hearing it via compact disc. Listen now. That is the common everyday sound.
Play it with like 2 seconds in between. Just stop talking and then just you know, let it stand alone. Okay.
Okay, what?
Play it, please.
Play it? Play it when? You want me to stop talking and then play the tape.
Well, you're
so I can't say, here's the sound.
See, you're so tight, it overlaps.
All right, okay. Here it is. Okay, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Come on!
There it is.
And Rob was laughing during that.
Oh, come on.
It's tough to hear the sound when you're listening.
Okay, quiet. Okay, quiet. Everybody quiet. Ready?
You're going to play with me again, and you're going to talk.
Not talking.
I'm doing this for the benefit of all the people like me that don't know what it is.
Okay, here it is for all you people. There it is.
That's it. That's
now, did that help?
Yeah, I'm happy now.
Okay, there you go.
Now it's a very similar sound to the last one we had.
No, not really.
Not really, not at all.
Don't tell me what it is. I know it is. I'm telling you, I hear it, and it sounds like the last one. Okay. That same kind of pink.
Okay, but it has nothing to do with the last one. But listen, we'll wait.
Or does it?
Wait for caller number 100. We'll start the jackpot at $100. Wait until you hear the toe tapping touch tones. Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
What? What do you got here? Oh, the sound again. Okay, thank you.
Hey, that's a bonus.
Now, oh, I know what you were doing. You were taking out the music to put in the other music.
Right,
I got
gotcha. Right.
Okay. You know, the real ass is the person that set up the studio, because we do need more than just whatever they've given us to play music and tapes. And
right.
I disagree.
For instance, talking about, he had to put this in a machine. This Olympic thing. And first, anybody really care? I mean, I don't.
I wish I could say I do. I know I have in previous Olympics.
I've heard no hype for this. I've heard nobody say, I can't wait to, you know, have this on TV every day for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, the strongest feeling I have is I hope nothing bad happens. That's the way I feel with it being over in Greece.
So I'm looking at all this Olympic crap that NBC is sending us, and they're trying to get us to hype this thing up. And all of the stuff that they're sending us is garbage. But because we told NBC we might be open to this, we're getting all kinds of Olympic-related stories.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, here's one that just makes me think of... Hi, it's Yellen.
Yellen FM.
I'm Yellen FM.
What are they doing at NBC?
It's what they're doing at the stadium.
Okay.
Where the events are being held, the stadiums.
All right.
In Greece. Hi, I'm Yellen Line 1.
On Yellen FM.
So, here's where you'll get this. If you're going to Greece for the Olympics, don't take a Pepsi into the stadium with you, because they will throw your ass out.
Really?
The IOC, that is the Olympic, the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, has drawn up a clean venue policy, which prohibits fans, ticket buyers, from wearing, eating, drinking on a hat, on a shirt, any product that is a competitor of the sponsors. And if you get caught, they will kick your ass out of the Olympics.
Wow.
For instance, well, here you go. Here's an IOC official. Quote, hi, we have to protect official sponsors who have paid millions to make the McDonald's happen. Make the Olympics happen.
Yeah,
I said make the McDonald's happen.
Right. You're close.
But McDonald's is one of the companies that is complaining. Now,
I can't imagine why McDonald's would complain. They never complain about anything.
Here's your corporate sponsors. Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Adidas. Or as my mom used to say, Adidas.
Adidas.
Here's what they are concerned about. And, you know, you would think at the Olympic Games, you mentioned terror.
Right.
This would be what we were concerned about.
I'm sure it's way up there. Shouldn't be.
But the IOC is most concerned at this Olympics about something called ambush marketing. What this is, let's say somebody from Reebok buys a real good seat during the opening ceremonies.
Right.
And they got a jacket on. And they just take, and they're not talking about like guys that paint themselves up or guys that run out on the field.
Or hold up a sign.
They're talking about, like today, I've got a t-shirt on that says, from last year, Baltimore Ravens, division champions, and it's got the Reebok logo
right.
on it.
Uh-huh.
I'd be thrown out of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
If you wore a logo t-shirt where someone could see the Reebok logo, you'll get thrown out.
What if you wear like a sweat jacket with Reebok on it?
You'll be thrown out.
Wow.
Now listen to this. The employees and the volunteers, they were given uniforms, but they were not given shoes. And they were told that because Adidas is the official sponsor, if they didn't go out and buy Adidas shoes to wear to work, they also would be fired.
That's insane.
Wow.
Let me see. The censorship extends beyond food and clothing. Now, they're also concerned about people in the crowd. Maybe they let someone in that has a shirt that has a giant R on it.
Right.
What they're concerned about is that there'll be 80,000 people, 100,000 people at the opening ceremonies. What they're concerned about is that there'll be like seven or eight guys. One will have an R, then an E, E, and a B, okay.
Oh, my
and if
God.
They all together. Get, if they all get together.
What are they obsessing about this? You don't even look in the crowd.
They all, well, Mike, it's going to be, it's the shots on TV that they're concerned about.
I definitely.
So just keep in mind, hey, it's Yalin on Yalin FM. Great idea. Would you like a soft drink? Oh, that's a Pepsi? Get your ass out of here.
Here's to the IOC. If you take out the O, all you have is IC. You know what that stands for?
What?
Inventory control.
Jesus.
What crazy is that? Yeah, that's what we're worried about, ambush marketing.
That concerns me because, really, I agree with you. They should be thinking about other things.
And really, the poor schmucks that are working over there with the world's great unwashed coming to watch the Olympics and the volunteers. How about that?
Wow. Who looks at the volunteers' shoes anyway?
It might get on TV, Mike!
Unbelievable.
So it's the official shoe. It's the official, whatever, Adidas. That's it.
Do you think they're going to be going so far as to, like, if somebody wears a sweatshirt, that they would look under the sweatshirt to see what the T-shirt is?
That I don't know.
But it doesn't matter. They're going to throw them out. If you have, like, a big Reebok thing, they'll throw you out.
Right? Now, I don't know how this is going to affect athletes. I don't know.
How the hell you police that?
I don't even know any of our athletes, except all the ones that they say are doping. But if you had...
Sure, that looks like a box cutter. Go right in. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
Is that an Adidas shirt? No, you're gonna have to be.
Is that a Pepsi? Get out of here. Now what if you're an athlete and you've got Nikes on?
This is an Adidas brand box cutter, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's got the logo on it.
Well, what if you're an athlete and you're wearing Nikes?
Yeah.
Or do all the athletes have to? Because these athletes have side deals with companies like Nike.
So not to mention they wear the footwear that they perform best in.
Then it just has to be. This deal is just for volunteers, workers, and unfortunately, the schmucks who are going to pay money to go to the Olympics.
Isn't it nice, though, if the people who are giving up their time to volunteer for the Olympics, that they have to go out now and buy shoes?
That's right.
It's kind of them.
Buy some Adidas.
Ridiculous.
Here you go. Then there's another Olympic thing. There are mascots for the Olympics.
Right.
And they're queer-looking mascots. It's typical, foreign. That's all I want. It's typical Europe. It's typical wherever Greece is. It's not American.
What are they going to be like? Little gnomes and squigglies coming out of the sand?
No, frankly, what they look like are asexual condoms.
Right.
Their names are Pavos and Athena.
Yes, we found a good designer to come up with, especially a mascot for the Olympics.
Here you go. Here's the picture of them, Mike. So see if you can help me describe this to people.
They're always like that.
The feet are supersized, yet they only have four tiny toes.
Right.
Their outfits, the man is, the one that we believe is a man is red, the one that we believe is a woman is orange.
Where's Tinky Winky?
It could be back, but yeah, they look a lot like the Teletubbies. They resemble, off the rack, discount,
Tinky Winky pole.
Let me see, the hands only have four fingers.
Very deformed.
The fingers are very white. Anyway, they go through and people say they look like condoms.
I've heard that.
That a lot of people have said that they look like they're phallic in the way that they look.
Take home your special Olympic souvenir.
Bob Costas is the funniest, though. I found this on the NBC website where they're asking Bob Costas his Olympic thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, nobody bothers to read what Bob Costas has written because the first five paragraphs are like what I'm looking forward to in Greece.
Right.
And you have to go all the way to the bottom of the page like I do to find Bob Costas. Well, the last thing he said, what's wrong with the Olympics?
Yeah.
The mascots. Quote, and I got this right on the NBC website, a genetic experiment gone horribly, ghastly wrong.
He's funny.
That's pretty good.
Bob Costas is the real deal.
That's pretty good. Oh, everybody's talking about this now. Neil.
Don.
Yes, Neil.
There's a guy out there in a Reebok shirt, busting his ass. He's hurt, hopefully not seriously, and you people are booing him. Those are sick, 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 sick people. And you want to be thrown right out of Greece.
Okay, get out of here.
Thank you.
Hello,
next audition.
Nick, Don and Mike show. Nick.
Hey, what happens to the fans who buy tickets? What if they go in wearing Nikes? I mean, they got to walk around barefoot?
No, you get your ass thrown out.
If you go, got my Special Olympic shoes to go watch the Olympics.
Special Olympic shoes.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on.
Yeah, everybody will be wearing corrective shoes.
Hold on, you're going to get a prize because really the truth is you do have to wear Special Olympic shoes.
Olympic shoes.
To get into the Olympics. That's good.
Very good.
That's good. Where are you calling from?
Calvert County, Maryland.
All right, let me give you tickets here for Kid Rock, Meriwether Post, Thursday, September 9. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster, and MeriwetherMusic.com. Okay?
Sounds good.
Enjoy that. Thanks for being a decent caller. Hold on just a second. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Same thing's happening in NASCAR. Have you seen that with the Powerade bottles on the top of the cars in Victory Lane?
Now, I know that there was a problem with Jimmy Johnson a couple of weeks ago where whatever the official bottle of whatever junk it is that the guy is supposed to be sponsoring,
right.
It wasn't the soft drink or the
he wasn't sport drinking
drink.
The right product after the race.
So what they did was he put the product that he sponsors on his car, and then some NASCAR goon came out and took that away and put whatever the Powerade was, and then
insanity.
And then the driver like knocked the other stuff out of the way and put his bottle back.
Well, isn't that like
yeah, he got fined $10,000.
Isn't that why they all, like, wear different hats and stuff, and they keep trying on different hats?
Yeah, you bet. All right, thank you, my friend.
And Jeff Gordon never went to Victory Lane because of the same thing. Anyways, got it later, guys.
All right, bye-bye. See you later.
So after you won last week's race, you didn't go to Victory Lane?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's, yeah, and NASCAR is big into that. And you know what else I've noticed with NASCAR? Oh, listen, I forgot to tell you, this has nothing to do with anything, but what a dope I am.
I was so happy about the results of the recent race, though.
That Jeff won?
Yes, always.
He won going away.
Rainbow car.
So, you know, I know this from watching NASCAR now, that the official gasoline of NASCAR is Sunoco.
Okay.
Because they get a million commercials on.
Yeah.
Well, I go to a gas station. I got, like, everybody's got one or two gas stations. You go to gas stations.
I have a question about Sunoco gas stations, too. Did Sunoco take 94 octane off the pump?
Here, I have a question about Sunoco, and I don't know anything about Sunoco. They've taken over a bunch of stations out where I live.
Right.
And I guess it was yesterday I was coming to work. I stopped at the place I always stop to get gas. It's an Exxon Mobil.
Right.
Like an idiot, I put my credit card in, and it said debit or credit. Uh-huh. That's a credit card, so I put credit. And it goes, beep, 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 and it says, see cashier. So I press clear, I put the card back in, pull it out. Again, it says,
right.
Beep, beep, see cashier. Now I got the guy who's up watching me on the two-way camera, and he goes, can I help you? Is there a problem? And because I'm just a real smart ass, I look up, I see where the camera is, and I go, yeah, it's not accepting my card. And he goes,
are you using the right card?
And I said to him, because I'm an ass, I said, only the card that I've used, like, for the last 5 years. The guy said,
I'll clear the system. Retry it, please.
Okay. Put the card in again. Beep, beep,
right.
Beep. Guy says,
may I see the card?
Go all the way inside. I'm holding an Exxon card.
Mm.
The gas station has switched to Sunoco.
They have the big signs up?
Of course they do. They have signs. I mean, you cannot. This is how stupid I am.
You were very focused.
You cannot. I mean, you can.
You were focused on the task at hand.
You can be 10 miles away, and
right.
You can't miss the big-ass yellow Sunoco sign.
Well, did you check the octanes? You know how you have...
No, I did not.
You know how you have the 89, I think it is, and the and then you have 93, and then you have 94 in Sunoco? I don't think they have 94 anymore. And I always like that little extra octane, you know, because I like to pollute my environment.
Does it matter?
Your car, if you're not tuned for it.
I mean, what's that?
If you're not tuned for it.
Well, any high test will be good in 94 octane will be good in high test.
Your car won't run its most efficient unless you put in what it's tuned for. Like, I know your Denali is probably tuned for 87.
Really?
That's the GM standard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and to put more than that, overheats the engine.
What? So what you're saying?
I just learned this now. What do you mean?
What you're saying is, if you're putting good gas in your car, you're going to ruin your car.
You can
if you use gasoline that's too strong.
Oh, come on!
I must have more information.
It depends on how your car is tuned, and that's like a computer adjustment. But most GM cars are tuned for 87 octane gas.
You do maybe one tank of gas of high test a year just to clean it out.
Really?
Yeah. And the rest of the time,
hey,
use
Mike,
what's
did you
prescribed.
Ever know any of this?
No, don't believe this crap. You know what? These are just coming. Frankly, I'm sorry. It's just the mood that I'm in. These comments are coming from men who don't drive cars as nice as we do. So, you know, whatever.
But if you keep putting high test in, pretty soon we'll be
No,
fine.
But I mean, why do they say premium only?
Yeah, and exactly. My car says that as well.
Oh, then it might be tuned differently.
If
I don't know.
What
I'm
it
not
says,
in the stratosphere of car.
That's what you should do.
But on my car, it's tuned for 87.
Okay. That's right, ass.
Oh, I'm going to double check everything now. Damn it.
Just stop. Just
another
stop believing
day,
what you hear on this show.
Just one more thing to worry about.
Hold on. Where's the guy that works at the gas station? Sean. And you know, oh, guys, that was a catty thing to say. That you don't drive cars as nice as we do. I'm sorry your careers haven't worked out like ours have.
Don, I didn't think it was catty at all.
Sean, you work at a gas station?
No, I work for a company where we're doing all the changeovers to all the Sunoco stations.
Yeah, did they take 94 off the menu?
They will be adding 94 back. What has to go along with all the stations that we're converting back over to Sunoco's, they're going to have to drop new tanks. And every one of the stations to throw the 94 octane.
That answers the question. That's in, you know, later on you'll have the 94.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Sooner or later, you'll see new tanks going in all the Sunoco's, and you'll have your 94 octane back.
I advise you to read your manual. Hey, Pat Goss.
Here's a driver of a fuel truck, Eric.
Yes, hi. Hey, guys, no. The higher the octane rating on fuel, it's actually less combustible. I don't know if you guys have heard, they say if your engine is pinging, use a higher octane fuel. What's happening is the fuel is more combustible at lower octane, so it explodes faster than it should.
So is my 94 octane, is that better to put in a performance car?
It's less combustible and you get a cleaner burn.
I don't even understand any of this. What you dudes are talking about.
I believe what this gentleman is doing is contradicting Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Burbank.
No. Well, it's just a lower octane fuel burns quicker, so that's why you get, if you use low octane fuel, you get a pinging in your engine because it's exploding faster than it should.
I have never heard anybody tell me, though, that putting a higher octane fuel is going to hurt the engine. And I don't buy that about it running hotter because I put 94 octane in my all my
I don't know that it'll hurt it, but it will be a waste of
hotter. But your engine is usually tuned for a specific octane.
That's right, and that's all I was saying. One question. I got to stop this right now.
Okay.
One question. Will 94 octane make your engine perform better?
Only if it's tuned for it. If your engine is not tuned for high octane, then it's waste money.
What is your car called saying?
Yes. See, and I don't know. Were you talking about your SUV or your littler car?
I don't want to talk about my detail in my cars, Rob, okay? I was talking about my Yugo. That's what I was trying to
say. You're talking about your fabulous Bentley. Be honest, Mike. to quote the great Rick Dees,
right.
It's a beautiful morning in Southern California, and nothing is better than driving on the PCH in a Bentley, enjoying your surroundings.
Well, of course, I've got that one specially tuned, and you know what that runs on. Liquid gold.
Thank you.
No pinging.
Your manufacturer's recommendation.
All right, I will do that, and I'll start doing that now. It'll save me some money.
This is like a gearhead show now. But really,
the top.
I can't believe it. And I mean, I've always thought, hey, a Sunoco gas station is great because you got the one grade of gasoline.
It's the bigger number on it. And I always thought, that's better to put in your car.
That's how they get you. You're a victim of marketing.
Oh, God, that makes me angry. I've never even noticed. I swear to God, I've never noticed.
But you always go to the premium, right?
Of course.
Yeah, but don't you think you do that because that's the best gas you can put in your car?
No, I do because I make a good living.
There you go again. Yes, sirree. Fill up your chariot. Gaston, please fill this automobile with the most expensive nectar you have.
And furthermore, let it flow.
Let it flow.
And once it clicks, let it just go on the ground and let it puddle everywhere.
Let me watch the money run into the streets.
Full service plus tipping.
Wow.
All right. We got a break because we have another guest coming up.
I'm going down to my car.
You know, we didn't get to any of this stuff.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. God. Wow. Who's Hollywood's biggest heartbreaker? It's Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
And listen to this. Hold on a second. This is good. Because we're talking about dieting. I wanted to mention this. Kate Hudson. Everybody loves Kate Hudson. Yes. She's perky. She's cute. Right? So she had a baby with that creepy guy that she's married to from
the Rock
Rose.
Right.
And she got some baby fat.
Mm-hmm.
So how is she losing the baby fat?
How? Selfie?
She's doing... No, not selfie. Buzz. Something Kate Hudson is calling the nicotine diet.
Mm.
She quit smoking when she became pregnant.
Right.
Now that she's had the baby, she's smoking again. Here's the problem. She's also breastfeeding.
Oh,
there you go.
That's right.
There you go.
Oh, Ms. Hudson, what a beautiful baby. How come it's so yellow?
Why do it shake?
Baby's up
Why
to
do your baby shake?
I love you, Bobby. I love Bobby. I don't want to ride in the back seat. Bobby. Bobby. Me want more. You want more of your nicotine.
Good morning, Mommy. Where's my coffee?
Mommy.
Mommy, I need my coffee.
Mommy, what is the octane that you get in your car?
I love you, Mommy.
God break me.
I love you, Mother.
I guess you're going to love when we come back.
Feed me, Mother.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of... Guaranteed I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Alex!
What?
The Don and Mike Show. Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get to our guest, Mike did go to his automobile, and what does it say about the grade of gasoline?
It says, use regular unleaded gasoline with a posted octane level of 87 or higher.
Gotcha.
And, so still, I mean... I have no indication whether the higher octane means better performance or not.
But I'd like to say again for the record, I don't care.
All they say is don't go below it.
I don't care. I didn't care.
Well, we were misinformed when we were told that the engine will run hotter if you have a higher octane.
I don't believe you were.
Okay, well, no one has proven, there's nothing in the manual that says that.
I understand that.
You know how you settle this, guys?
How?
Knuckle sandwich time.
Let's go, Buzz.
All right, outside.
You and me.
Are back.
Listen, unfortunately, I'm going to have to ask you guys not to fight now.
All right.
Okay. Mike, we have a special guest.
Good.
Coming on the show. This is nutty. This is nutty psychotic.
Merry Christmas.
Now, we're not doing some crazy Christmas in August thing.
Right.
But we got this PR from this guy. Who's a listener of the show. First, let me show you his picture. This is the dude's picture.
Wow, what a great looking Santa.
This dude. And it's a picture. He looks like Santa.
I mean, he really does.
It's him wearing the Santa suit sitting at a piano. Then you have casual Santa, and he's wearing like a denim shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Imus almost on his ranch.
John and Mike.
And then you have, here he is, Santa with a flimsy, a casual shirt on.
Right, another flannel. Mm-hmm.
And then here he is again, like just doing his headshot with the with traditional Santa suit on.
Some real beer.
And the one at the piano looks like one of those Coca-Cola bottles.
So anyway, the guy's name is Dan. And his name is Dan Slepetsky.
I think that's right.
Dan Slepetsky. Anyway, sends us this note. Dear Don and Mike, love the show. I listen every day. Retired from teaching 30 years ago and trying to promote my Santa business. Please keep me on file for future needs.
Well, I saw Bad Santa. It's a big business.
How great is Bad Santa?
Bad Santa, I got to watch it again. I'm looking forward to it.
Here are the, let me just say, though, that there's something about it. It's creepy.
You're creeped out by Santa?
I'm creeped out by, I understand that there's a niche for him.
Well, yeah, he can make big money.
Yeah, but I'm creeped out by the fact that it's not just Santa in the Santa suit. He will also be ranch Santa,
right?
Flannel shirt Santa.
All right.
Let me see. Here are his experiences before we call this guy who wants to, and I'm... going to call him Dan, not
Dan.
Santa Claus.
Right.
1999 to present, numerous home, business, and office visits. 1999 to present.
That's funny.
Mall Santa, Concord Mall, Wilmington, Delaware. Downtown Santa, Main Street, Newark, Delaware. 2000 to 2002, Santa photo with pets. 2001, lighting of Christmas tree, historic Newcastle, Delaware. And here's his emergency Santa work that he's thrown on his resume. Mall Santa. Now, this was on Christmas Eve, December 2000. Mall Santa. Emergency Mall Santa. Gaithersburg, Maryland. Gaithersburg Mall.
My God, we need a Santa. Ours came up sick.
For the Thanksgiving weekend in 2000, hired as an emergency Santa at the Annapolis Mall, Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, I've been there many times.
Also in 2000, on the Thanksgiving weekend, hired as an emergency Santa by the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Also,
well, why is he always doing fill-in?
Well, this is all of this is on his emergency stuff. Hmm. Thanksgiving Parade Santa on fire truck, Baltimore Inner Harbor.
Dude.
And then right on Christmas Eve, he was the emergency Santa 2 years later at the Hickory Ridge Mall in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
And the guy...
Have Santa will travel.
enclosures, color black and white, photos, professional experiences, and business card.
Can I have one of his business cards?
There you go, Mike. Oh, there's man.
I might use that.
Are you creeped out because you don't think Santa should have like a marketing design like this? Or
yeah,
you know, what is it?
It's just
what's disturbing you, Don? Don't you like Christmas? what's wrong with you? Do you have
Santa Claus?
Don't you have a soul?
It's just no. I think you know I don't. but beyond that,
I think he's wonderful.
It's the creepy presentation with the Indian. You can see he's got the red. Folder that says Santa Baby on the outside, and
it's Christmassy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Why are you creepy? Maybe I hope after we speak with him, you'll feel different.
Listen, maybe if he just says, "Yeah, dude, my name is Dan, and I'm trying to make some money as Santa Claus." Right.
That's obviously what he's doing.
Well, I'm hoping we don't get this. Hello, Don and Mike.
Well, that makes one of us.
Where's the number to call this
guy,
Rob?
It's on his business card.
Oh, it's on his card. Okay, hold on.
Slepetsky? Well, I'm not giving this one up.
That's yours.
I got to do a one. He's in Delaware, right?
Yes. Okay. North Pole, really.
Santa's in Delaware?
Yeah, oh, there's secret number one out of the bag.
I wonder how much. Do you think he'll be forthcoming with what he charges?
He might.
I hope he is.
I'm going to urge him to go into porno.
Now, that's creepy. Yeah.
That is creepy.
Damn right it is.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God. How are you?
I like Santa calling us Radio God.
So, Mike is not Santa.
Way too much fun today.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Dan?
How about you?
Dan?
Testing.
Did you hear that Don's creeped out by all this?
Did I hear what, sir?
I'm creeped out, Dan. I'm creeped out by your incredible, professionally done and marketed presentation that you sent us. I'm creeped out by your fashion, your style photos. I'm creeped out by Santa on the ranch, not wearing the Santa suit. I'm creeped out by Santa in a flannel shirt.
And Dan, this is Mike. I'm not creeped out by any of it, no, Santa.
Oh, that's great.
I want to say, I think you do look like Santa.
You look like a great Santa. Do you have the beard all year round?
Well... I do now. I am recently retired. Spent 30 years as a school teacher.
I did read that in your letter.
Yes. In fact, the last 7 years I taught in a prison. And I tell you what, it takes a lot of guts to walk through a prison compound looking like I do.
Yeah.
You taught
in the middle of nowhere, you hear, hey, Santa. Oh,
that's creepy.
You taught in a prison?
Absolutely. Wow. High school program, adult program for high school students.
Well, maybe
and
we'll
I had them all ages from 18 to 60.
Wow. Maybe it would be a gay porno then.
Oh, stop it. It's Santa Claus.
Santa.
I got his business card. He's the real deal.
No, it's Dan Slepetsky.
Slepetsky is Ukrainian for Omera.
Oh, is it real?
That's
good. I like that, too.
So where did
I love you, Santa.
Listen, you're in the good book this year. Stop damn time.
Hey, conjurer. Hey, con man.
He's not a con man.
He's not
a carny.
Hey, fraud.
No, I'm a high school teacher. You know how high school teachers are always looking for part-time jobs.
Hey, Grifter, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Where'd you get now the Santa suit? And I'll plug your website here. It's santababy.org.
Right. Well, my wife is always singing that song, Santa Baby.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, along with it are all the gifts.
Right.
You know?
And now, do you get a lot of money?
Next husband, you ask for all that.
Do you get a lot of money, Santa, based on the movie Bad Santa, obviously Santa's, depending on where they go, get varying amounts of money. Are there particular gigs for Santas that are notoriously high-paying?
Well, I worked since 99 on a part-time basis since I had a full-time job. I could not give up 6 weeks to work in a mall.
Right.
I do work for a large outfit in Jersey.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm reading ahead.
Hey, hold on. He works for a large outfit in New Jersey. Need I say
he doesn't more? Work for the mob. You're not mobbed up. Listen, you're not mobbed up, are you? What about this? Hold on. I got to ask you about this. Santa Claus motivational speaking.
Sure.
Now, please, hold on.
Cool.
Wait a minute. So you're going to go to IBM in your Santa suit. What are you going to tell the guys at IBM in your Santa suit?
I could tell them, live the good life, do the right thing. I've been teaching for 30 years, students in high school and college, for Department of Elections, for the Department of Labor.
I completely understand, Dan. Why are you being so hard on this man?
I can give him a positive message.
Yeah, sure.
Sure you can.
Absolutely.
I agree, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
I don't know what I can say.
Yeah,
it's Santa.
Me as always. It's just me.
I'm so sorry about this.
It's just me.
Sometimes we go in two different directions.
And it's not, I can understand that. But listen, you got to understand one thing.
Yes,
I know who I am. There are some Santas out there. I'm a natural bearded Santa. That's what the malls seem to prefer.
Dude, your name is Dan.
There are people out there that change their name and they really think they're Santa.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah. Right.
He just said he knows who he is.
Oh, I know who I am.
He knows that he's Dan Slepetsky.
And I'm trying to make
you're a whore.
You're
not one of those dudes that once a year does it for good for charity. You want to whore out Santa.
He's
all
making
year
a living.
Long.
He's making a living.
Just because you happen to be overweight with a nice big beard.
The world needs guys like this.
I do charitable work as well. But listen, fellas, you got to pay your bills.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And if you look like
that's right, Dan.
Now, Dan, let me
pay your bills. Dan.
Dan, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
How much do you charge, like, to be Santa?
Well, as I say, I work for an outfit in New Jersey. They hire over 600 Santas across the United States.
Really?
So most of what I do for them.
Hold on. I just am looking at Buzz's computer. I mentioned that you should do some porno.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz found some pictures on your website where you're holding a woman's leg.
Oh, that's Las Vegas.
Oh, is that Las Vegas?
No, everything's different in Las Santa Vegas. Santa in Vegas.
Santa in Vegas. Come on. You got to have a little skin. another friend tell me, he says, you know, there are all kind of opportunities here. Maybe you could have a naughty and a nice section.
Now maybe I'm getting to an area where I feel comfortable.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I figured you would.
See, he knew.
Uh-huh.
He knew you'd come around.
Would you ever consider doing an X-rated, or let me say R-rated Christmas party for someone?
Hey, I'll listen to anything anybody has to say, whether I do it or not, it's another story.
He doesn't listen to any offer.
You'll notice on my website, there's it's not commercial. There's nothing on there for sale.
Nope.
I'm trying to get an advertisement.
Okay, so having said that, Dan, and the fact that we've established now that you would do porno in your Santa suit.
Oh, boy, this is great.
What about, Dan, what about the kids?
What about the kids?
Yeah, what about
how would they feel about
Dan,
going?
Can I warn you, be very careful. He's a trickster this way.
Yeah, how would you
he's
feel? Really
he's going to try to make you look bad.
How would you feel about little Johnny Knoxville going to your website?
Little Johnny Knoxville.
Looking and saying, Mommy, why does Santa have his hand on that woman's leg and her leg is going all the way up towards his chin? And why is Santa in Las Vegas? And you know what Mama has to say then? Honey, that's not the real Santa. That's some perv named Dan.
Oh, stop
Dan
it.
Slepetsky.
Stop it now.
That's probably a good reason why I've never gotten involved in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah. Yes. And you don't want to, Santa. But I'm going to call you Santa. You're Santa to me.
Dan.
I've had some interesting stories, things that have happened.
I'll bet.
Sat in a Santa seat. There are some Santa hazards, you know, aside from the wet diapers and even worse.
Some women are attracted to Santa Clauses, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Listen, there are all kinds of people that come to sit with Santa.
Oh, really? Have you ever been propositioned, Santa?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really?
Absolutely.
How many, are there a lot
Hold
of guys?
I'd like to go back to that about you being propositioned.
What about it?
When did it happen the last time? Was it at a mall?
Yeah. I just made a joke in response. It catches me off guard sometimes, and I don't expect
that kind of a reaction, especially when we're at a public place and I'm dressed in a Santa suit. But I just laugh it off, and perhaps
get the number.
They weren't as serious about it as I give them credit for. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
You're really fixed on that, aren't you?
you ever score in your Santa suit? I mean, with your wife?
No.
Never?
No.
I'm sure she's listening and probably laughing her butt off.
She sings you that Santa Baby song, which is kind of sexy.
I treat her well.
Yeah.
I treat your woman well. Yeah. Both of you guys know that.
Yeah, that's Santa. Right.
Well, I'd love to get the numbers. I'd like to know how much Santa charges.
Well, an average Santa who works the full 6 weeks, I don't do that. An average Santa,
you're the year-round Santa, Dan.
No, he said he's not the 6 weeks. He doesn't even do the 6 weeks.
You can make about 11,000 to 14,000.
If you listened to Santa, you would know what he's talking about.
I'm listening to Dan.
You're not paying attention to Santa. You're attacking, and I'm half listening.
Mike.
If you're good and you really look like a Santa, because there are a lot of young folks out there, a lot of young guys are growing beards and bleaching
them
out.
Who needs them?
Stuffing their...
Who needs those guys?
Santa suit.
Yeah, where are those guys, huh?
Yeah, where are those guys?
So how much does your average, like, real Santa make?
A good one. Like you, Dan.
$7,500 an hour.
That's a bargain. I think that's an absolute bargain.
There you go.
It's not easy. Those suits are satin lined. They're awful hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you have those 300-pound fourth graders that want to sit in your lap.
The hot fat kids.
See, now, I guess that's Dan speaking now, not Santa Claus speaking there, about the 800-pound kid that gets in your lap.
Santa Claus.
All right, Dan.
Pound. I've never had an 800-pound.
Dan, you're an interesting man. Please go to his website if you're interested, santababy.org.
How far in advance do people have to book you?
Well, I've already booked my Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Mondays. I've already booked them.
Wow. Like through Christmas this year?
Through Christmas, 6 weeks, starting before Thanksgiving, week before Thanksgiving, through Christmas.
What a whore. Stop it. Hold on, I'm reading this.
You know what? That's one less present.
Yeah. I'm not going to. Hey, Dan. Dan, like you're Santa, Dan. Listen to this. This is from the letter he sent us.
You're destroying people.
The upcoming Christmas season. I'm especially interested in marketing and advertising products and services. Any media whore and will consider all proposals.
What's wrong with you?
I'm available for photo shoots, commercials, conventions, presentations, parties, and motivational talks.
Look, if you look like he makes his living.
You can take something so positive and refreshing as that.
He can.
Why would you do it in a negative way?
He can. I don't know what's wrong with him today. I don't know why he's acting Santa Claus. Excuse me.
I didn't take my pills today. It's me. It's just me reacting to some guy sending us. And it's not like we went to solicit for this.
Well, he sends it out because, like, anybody would send anything out there trying to sell.
Right.
He's Santa Claus. That's how he makes his living.
Why not just dress as Jesus?
Well, he doesn't look like Jesus unless Jesus was not.
Oh, the money's not as good. Yeah, the money's not as good.
That's right.
All right, Dan. Obviously, I'm filled with hatred for you, but I'll pretend and say that I'm just kidding. And of course, I wish you nothing but the best. And please see this guy's website. Go to www.santababy.org. Santababy.org.
Listen, Don and Mike, thanks a million. I've had a ball, and I will continue to listen regardless of what you said to me today.
Well, thank you. Love you, Santa. Appreciate that. Thank you. Dan,
still in the good book.
I love you, Santa.
Hey, I'll give you one point of advice.
Yes, Dan.
The good presents are way, way behind the tree.
There you go. That's
way in the back. Okay. A lot of people don't know that. Right, some of them get returned.
I'm going to give you a little hint.
That's wonderful.
You like that?
Yeah. Your name is Dan.
I know he knows he's
he knows
Dan.
That. Okay, just want to make sure.
He knows he's Dan.
Dan.
Oh, I'm Dan.
Daniel.
He knows he's Dan.
Daniel,
right,
my
now,
brother.
In the Lion's Den, I have a funny feeling.
The Lion's Den, yes. I don't know what happened there, Dan.
What's that?
I know you're just Dan Slepetsky trying to make a living here. Right?
There you go. I'm just trying to pay my bills.
There you go. That's all I want.
I happen to look like somebody famous.
He's got it in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I bring joy into people's lives.
He brings joy into people's lives.
Of course. See you in Las Vegas, Dan.
Hey, listen. We'll have a good time. I can guarantee you that.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Do you party, Dan?
Thanks a million, guys.
Do you party, sir?
Sure, we can party.
Dan, do you take a drink once in a while?
Absolutely.
Attaboy. Sure. All right. I love him.
To excess? On all occasion? Right, oh, well, never mind. All right, thank you, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
John and Mike, I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too, Santa.
Bye, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Dan.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye, Dan. Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Girl.
Get out of here.
I'm
oh,
here.
Scratch yourself.
That is a nice man.
Well, that's what a normal man would do. A man named Dan Stupinski.
Slepetsky.
Slepetsky, excuse me. Stupinski, Solinsky, whatever.
www.santababy.org.
Okay, why don't we just give him the whole freaking show?
Can't we?
Phone scan time.
He's Santa.
Right now, 877-365-3636.
He's such a good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
look at how real he looks.
Yeah, right. That's good. I'd like to see him in a porno.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
Phone scan now.
All right. You just ruined it for everybody.
No, I only ruined it for you.
Santa in a porno.
I only ruined it for you.
It's really, really nice.
How about this little... Well, that.
You're getting regular gasoline for Christmas.
Thank you, Buzz. 877-365-3636. Phone scan coming right up. How long you want to bet till Mike throws that card in the garbage?
No,
that
never.
Card that
no.
He's now nope. That he's now holding in his hand like a piece of gold.
Nope. He discards a lot of things. He'll keep this.
I'll keep this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to hire him.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
To ride your daughter's pony.
No.
You know, I forgot to ask you how your daughter's ponies do.
Don't know whether it's alive or dead. Don't know. But we'll get him around. He'll come around. We'll have him.
Dan?
Yeah. Dan Slepetsky.
Yeah. Back with your calls on the phone scan, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm looking at this box right now. Pretty amazing. I've had it in my hands for 2 hours, and I just opened it up.
Yeah, broke the seal.
To look at the Madden 2005 game.
That's the DVD thing, right?
No, this is the video game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what's is the manual in there or what?
It's got the disc with the game, mm-hmm. And more importantly, even though I hate reading books,
right?
The only instruction book I ever read.
Yeah. You read that cover to cover?
You bet. To try to figure out all the crap to do. Mm-hmm. My God, so much stuff.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get home with this tonight. Rob was just having an interesting conversation with his wife.
Yes, my wife, Carrie.
A nice one-sided conversation that ended with something. Rob hung up the phone kind of like this. All right, I love you. I'll see you later.
Slam.
And I know you guys have heard that from me on many occasions.
Yes.
And I said, how are things going at home? Mm-hmm. He said, swimmingly. And then he said, I'll be in the basement tonight entertaining phone calls. Wow. And I said, well, I will be in my cave.
Playing your game.
Playing my game. And he said, well, when you get drunk, call me. We'll have a contest to see who's drunkest fastest. So anyway, Rob will be, any of you listeners out there.
That's cool.
Dial 1-800-ROBBIE.
He'll be entertaining phone calls.
He'll be entertaining phone calls in his basement.
Well, during the break, I was chatting with Buzz about Santa, of course, because we were both very excited. And
Dan.
I found out why Buzz shares my enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Did you know, I found this little known fact about Buzz. That Buzz played Santa Claus? Did you know that?
No, when?
I used to at restaurants and malls. When I first got into radio. I had no idea that he was a professional Santa Claus. Yeah. And he told me a whole story about this guy that was on TV in Wichita that he
modeled after, yeah.
Who was the guy?
It's the late Henry Harvey. He was a local TV figure, and he played Santa Claus every year in my hometown of Wichita from Thanksgiving Day through Christmas Eve. And he had a great act, and so I just tried to copy that.
Do your Santa.
That's complete in your cave. Yeah, let's hear some of your Santa.
And now you know, boys and girls, it's only 12 more days and 11 more nights until the Cake Man and I load up the sleigh with all the toys for all the boys and girls.
The Cake Man. hand.
Zooming around the big wide world. And that was
the cake man.
Who is the cake man?
Well, it was on Channel 10 in Wichita, which is K-A-K-E TV, or as they called it in those days, cake television. And their logo, their symbol was a little puppet, a little baker man, who was known as the cake man.
The cake man.
Yeah. No problem.
And he was Santa's helper at Christmas.
Like Black Peter.
Like Black Peter.
Very much only white and a baker.
So I knew you'd enjoy that.
And you had, incidentally, whatever age this was, 30, 40 years ago, you had the same voice you have today, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, actually, because I sort of learned to get that voice down even when I first got into radio when I was like, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, 12 days and 11 nights. Ho, ho.
That's right.
So we were having a blast outside. Yeah.
So no wonder you like Santa so
I
much.
Love Santa Claus. I love the spirit of Santa Claus.
And I like him because I'm just a dip.
And I don't really hate him. He's Dan. He's some guy named Dan. I don't really have hate
Dan.
If I wasn't the way that I was, that would have just been a suck fest because you like Santa. You apparently used to be Santa.
Yes, right.
And I like Santa fine, but not in August, I don't.
Yeah, well, Buzz likes the spirit of Santa Claus. Turned into a gig.
Don't you mean...
No.
He's saying he did it for the money.
And maybe, I don't know, did you score weed too?
That was a nice plus, the money.
Did you ever, in your radio career, in all your radio commercials...
Hold on, do you think Buzz got weed when he was Santa Claus?
No.
Maybe that's what the cake man did on the side. I don't know.
Santa, are you high? Did you, during all your years in radio, obviously you was.
Thanks for leaving those cookies out, kid.
Did you ever do a commercial where you were Santa?
Never.
Oh, okay. See, I did a bunch of them.
Yeah, me too.
With my voice? Are you kidding? Hi, kids, it's Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, you little bastard.
What's
happening, ass?
I did one bank appearance as Santa.
There you go.
Yeah, it was sweaty. They are hot food.
Yes, they are. Card scan time.
I love it.
Let's get to your calls at 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, where can I find Mike O'Mara's stand-up stuff? Boom, sugar.
What?
Music!
Come on.
You're so hip.
Fun's over.
So cool.
What was? I didn't even follow
No one does. That's the point.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Some ass.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Phone's
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi.
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, sir.
I'd like you to be my cake man.
Oh.
Okay. No, I'm saying that you're cake man.
I got to cut that off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, and what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
See, I thought you were in the Christmas story, then ho, ho, ho,
ho.
Oh, speaking of, when we were out for my anniversary, and Buzz, I hope I'm not giving away a secret here.
Go ahead,
but listen to this. So it's the four of us, Frida, Marcia, Buzz, and me. We're out this weekend, and Buzz says, incidentally, I found the perfect Christmas gift for either Mike or Rob.
Don't spoil this, because I still want to do this, and I want them to be surprised.
Oh, but they'll forget about it. Or, Mike will forget about it. Rob, leave the room for a second.
Well, they have it on outside.
Well, go to a room where you put headphones on.
Well, wait, if Rob leaves the room, then he'll be the only one that'll get it.
Well, No. Buzz is going to get it for you as well.
Oh, you are?
But I could if you want it.
I know you. You'll forget about it between now and Christmas.
But I don't want to...
Rob wouldn't forget about
it. Yeah, and I don't want to spoil the surprise for Rob, so if he'll just cover his ears, I'll tell you that I have found...
All right.
They make the actual lamp, the leg lamp from the Christmas story. You can get that lamp now, and I want to get it for Rob.
Oh, wow.
Andy wants to get it for you, too.
That's great.
If you want it.
Forget that.
See, I know you will.
Yeah, I'll forget that.
Okay, all right, you're fine. Okay. Okay. Yes.
What?
That's it. That's enough.
We're throwing that one around a lot today. What,
Rob? They tell me when Buzz is done.
You know who really gets excited about all things Santa? Really more than Buzz and me?
Who?
Look.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. I know the boy loves Christmas.
Right.
He's like Griswold, really. With the lights and all the moving stuff. He's got the guy that, you come up to Rob's house at Christmas, the robot outside,
Right.
Hello, Merry Christmas from the Speewax.
Yeah, and this year it's anatomically correct. Come on by. I'll be entertaining calls.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
You're saying Dan Stupinski isn't really Santa?
Yeah.
That's like saying Mike Source isn't really Don Geronimo. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly, except here's the deal. I am whoring myself out, but I'm not whoring myself out as a beloved icon to millions of children. I'm whoring myself out to dumbasses like you.
Hey, you're a beloved icon. Don't get dumbasses like him.
I'm a much-hated icon.
Don't sell yourself short.
I'm a self-hate. You know, I might as well. I said that to... Who did I say that to the other day? Julie Fulman. She came in the office, and she was sitting down. And, she gave me a great book that I guess we'll get to tomorrow.
South Beach Diet? The Kama Sutra?
No, it's actually Patricia Heaton's book.
Right.
You know, and Patty Heaton hates us.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie's quote was, she had waited until it was reduced in price to $4 to buy it.
Good for her.
Anyway, it's got a bunch of stuff that I want to read on the show, just because it's so... Patricia Heaton.
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's just so her.
Nasty woman.
And what did Julie say to me? Now I can't even remember what it was.
What kind of shoes was she wearing?
I do remember that. Pointy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of purpley.
Excellent.
I do remember that.
Good. Well, you remember the important thing.
I can't remember what she was going to say. She came in to tell me about them. But I do remember.
It was something about you icon. Being self-loathing or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was it. Oh, and she had a white top on today as well.
Very good.
And I think a black skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her I was self-hating. And I think she had maybe, I want to say, bobble earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that I was self-hating.
Oh, there you go. I bet you were probably dead on with that description, too. If she came walking in here, we'd know.
Oh, you bet the farm on that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Title for Dan Santa's movie.
Yes.
Spreading Joy.
Hey. Hello. My wife will not appear in that. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
That's pretty
good.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
All right, Don, I hate to burst your bubble or anything, but you got to get NFL 2K5 for one reason.
Why?
Well, there's a feature on there where you can save how individual users play. So, like, while Bart's in college, after he's played the game, you can actually play against the style of play he has to practice against for when he comes back.
Oh, all right.
And the game's only $20.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend. But we're going into the land of the nerd here. I appreciate it. I will probably buy that one as well.
He's kind of raining on your parade. You got your Madden now, and you want to play that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got them all. I got the ESPN one, which is $20. I'm going to get the Xbox one, the Microsoft one. But really, for football, there's no better game than the Madden game.
Buy them yourself, because you won't get them at Christmas time.
Look, Don and Mike, why? Because I got Dan mad at me today?
Dan Slepetsky will not be coming down your chimney.
Dan Slepetsky.
Slepetsky?
Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just had a quick little comment for Buzz on his Santa tale.
All right.
I thought it was a lovely story, and you told it so well and with such enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cake man.
Mm-hmm.
Cake man. Thank you.
Cake man.
Cake man. Get out of here. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Am I on the air?
Yeah, these are on-screen calls. That's
really?
Right. You're on the air.
Okay, guys. Hey, I'm just calling from Mexico North. Want to say I love the show.
You're calling from Mexico?
Mexico North.
Oh, Mexico North. Got you, Canada. Right on.
Right on. Anyway, just want to say I love the show.
Thanks.
Okay, that's it.
Great contribution from Mexico North.
I'm really, really starting to turn on Canada.
Thanks for checking in, Mexico North.
Starting to feel the same way about Canada as I do about a certain part of California.
Let me just say this, and I never thought I'd say this. I'd almost rather get calls from Canada South than Mexico North.
Oh, I think they might even be highly entertaining.
Sure. Hello, Donnie and Mike. What's happening? But first, we got to get an affiliate close to Tijuana.
Yeah, and we got to get the whole country to start, speaking English.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, that'll never happen. Mm-hmm. Hello,
Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
About BA, you guys have been getting lots of good guests from BA, right?
Yeah, Beth Ann. She's a fantastic producer. Yes, sir.
Well, and you got your nice game today, right?
Yes, I got
it. How about?
Yeah, what?
How about when Ryan Seacrest's hairstylist comes in, you get her to get her hair done?
Hey, listen, how about you?
Just a little treat.
How about you just take whatever this little perverted fantasy is that you have about Beth Ann?
Are you calling from Canada?
No, no, no.
Hold on. Shut up. Are you calling from Canada?
Okay. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, see, and it's that delay. Mm-hmm. It's that little half-second delay we get from Canada a lot, too.
Listen, Mike and I both go out of our way every day to remind Beth Ann how lucky she is to be working with people as talented as we are.
Amen.
So just know that
there's not a doubt in
in my mind about that, Don and Mike.
Every day she knows how wonderful she is, and she knows that her job is hanging by a thread, and that she has to do the little things like this.
That's right. And it's doubt in my mind, okay? Not dote in my mind, okay, Choderhead?
It might have been the delay there, Mike. Right. Sorry.
Not the delay. There's no delay. You're not hearing us on the delay. You're just a Canadian. But I agree. Beth Ann is fantastic.
Great job.
She's very nice.
Like I just said, it was a suggestion. That's all I was going to do.
Right. And like what I'm going to tell you now, get bent. That's a suggestion as well.
But we'll give you the final word, sir, if you have something that you want to say to all your Canadian brothers.
They always.
And it continues to bring us joy.
Walk right into it.
Which is not to be confused with the name of Santa's movie, Spreading Joy.
or the Regis Borna.
Hi there.
You know what? This is going so swimmingly. Uh-huh. Why don't we just take some more phone calls?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I mean, we never really got into this phone scam because we had the discussion about Buzz's Santa don't be sorry, Buzz. Any glimpse into your personal life, Beth Ann, and you know, my incessant talk about the dumb Madden game.
Right.
So let's break, and we'll come back, and we'll really do a phone scan this time.
Excellent. How about you, Dan? I just want a message from me to Slepetsky.
It wasn't bad. Now, that's a Jimmy Johnson joke that like three people get.
I'm sorry.
And two of them are in the... No, I said it. Don't worry about it.
I just felt like apologizing.
Two?
Whoever.
What?
I'm just goofy.
I know you are.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
And now so am I.
Yes, of course.
So am I.
Because you got that thing. He literally is taking his Madden game and he's rubbing it in his hand.
Clutching it.
Yeah, that's right.
Fondling it in other places, too.
Gross.
Caressing.
Now that is yours and yours alone.
No exchanges.
Not now.
First down. Look at that. How you doing, Ray? How you doing, Ray? It's my man, Ray Lewis. And right next to that, look at that. There's a handsome John Madden right there.
There he is.
There's Santa Claus. John Madden is Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm retarded. Let's break and take your phone calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and God bless America.
The Don and Mike Show.
They bring you very best wishes, and may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show, Jillian Spaulding. She's the playmate who's written the tell-all book about Hef.
I want to say it's all a pack of lies.
And the Grotto. Tomorrow she'll be on the show, and also Huey Lewis. Who doesn't love Huey Lewis? I love Huey Lewis.
So do I.
We'll be on later this week. Our boss and the president of CBS Viacom, Lay Moonves.
Bravo.
Leslie Moonves, or as I call him, Mr. Chen.
Yeah.
And also Thursday, we're getting together with a Hard Rock Cafe. We're giving away an instant date to go see Prince in concert.
Oh, what a great show.
But the deal is, it'll be two strangers who have to meet, go down to the Hard Rock Cafe, have dinner, and then immediately go to see Prince.
And then tell us what happens.
Yeah, because we often give away these dates, these highway love connections,
right,
and the people never hook up.
No.
So this time, we're going to wait till Thursday, because the Prince concert is Thursday night.
So it's going to be fast, fast, fast.
Right, you got to go to the Hard Rock Cafe, have your dinner, get your Prince tickets, and then get over to see Prince.
Good.
And also this week, Bill Smith, not the Bill Smith, but another guy named Bill Smith, with our annual check on hookers and syphilis.
Oh, good.
And if that's not enough, Friday, the Easter Bunny will be here.
Oh, fantastic.
What's
his real name?
Kidding. That's a joke. Kidding.
Androgynous?
We started the phone scan and really didn't give it enough time. We'll give a full segment here to your calls. I wanted to play a game today. Ask Harvey, like the last 5 days I've written down like Pong for Cash, some other game, but we just don't have time. Phone calls. Here we go. This is a real phone scan.
Good.
A whole segment. Here we go. Don and Mike Show. 15 minutes of your unsolicited or your solicited unscreened phone calls. They are solicited. We asked for them.
We did, and sometimes we regret that.
Hello, you're on the air. Phone scan.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. You guys are fat bastards. Can I say that now?
Sure you can.
Yeah, you got a little sensitive yesterday when I said it.
Sir, I have to ask you a question.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah, and I'm driving a heavy piece of equipment, too.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, I'm driving your mama, Don, and this is Nate from Modesto.
All right, dude.
Mm. Oh, he didn't even get a chance to say mom's a whore.
Mm. Mm. Dude, you better call back because I got your number on the caller ID.
Going to have to be punishment. Yes.
And let me just take this moment. Mike, who says you can't take lemons and turn it into lemonade?
Right.
Advertisers, please take note of the type of person that listens to and calls the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, if you're trying to reach that upwardly mobile riding the heavy equipment and drinking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
I'm sitting in my Corvette, and I've got something fresh for you.
Oh, nasty.
Oh,
it's a new Corvette!
You had to be listening to the whole show. I mentioned a woman today in a Corvette I saw on my way to work.
Oh.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Gold
hello.
Digger.
Hello.
Hello.
Gold Digger. Hey, Buzz.
Bada bing.
Buzz, hold on. Let me give you a chime.
There you go. Oh,
hi.
Man. Fake man will like that one.
Yeah. Phone scan. You're on the air. Hello. Hello, honey.
Hello.
The cupcake. What's up?
I'm sorry. Hey, guys, two things. First off, there's something super sweet about a guy who loves Santa.
Oh,
yes, of course there is.
Yes, there is. I think there's something sweeter about a man who sees through what's really going on and realizes he's just Dan.
So which of the two of us, Buzz or myself, do you consider the sweetest?
Super endearing and sweet. I just think that that's just special.
If you had to pick one, though,
yes.
Who is the sweetest? Who would it be, Mike or Buzz?
Well, Buzz got a little bit of a wild side that would be interesting.
Yes, we're still waiting for an answer, though. I think you have your answer.
And the answer is Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Probably Buzz.
Can I tell you what?
The wild side. That would probably
well,
be.
Well, there it is again. Once again, everything just holds true. Mm-hmm. Here I am, rubbing my belly.
I find it sweet, something sweet about a woman when she shuts up. Of course I'm kidding you, darling.
No, I can handle it, lady. I can handle it that you think Buzz is sweeter than me. That's okay.
I do have a question for you, though, Don.
Yes.
Been listening to you since the 80s, and our sons were born around the same time. Have you shipped Bart back to school yet?
No, honey. The countdown is 4 days now. I'm taking him back this weekend.
Everything's coming up, Elston.
All right. See you later. What, are you taking your kid back to school, or is your kid heading down by his or herself?
Thank God we're taking him back in a week.
Hold on, Rob. Hold on. I will cut her. Normally, I'd say get out that wah, wah, wah.
You relate to this.
But yes. What parent with a kid going back to school?
Well, I think you both should be very happy. She's asked you your question, commiserating with you about your son, thinks Buzz is sweeter, mm-hmm. and here I am, left in lonely land once again.
Oh, no, she still thinks I'm a jerk because I didn't like the Santa guy, right?
Yes, but at
oh,
least
no,
you
not,
haven't...
not a jerk.
But
not a jerk.
You haven't been categorically ignored, Dan.
Yeah, but no, you know, the couple weeks ago when you were doing the story about...
See,
you
and she ignores me again.
Yeah, that was like so
excuse
close
me.
To home.
Excuse me, what was that? There was something about me?
Yeah.
Would you lavish that on me again, please? There was something about, what was it, the game?
The story with you and Frieda and Bart and the fusses you were having over the weekend. What? That was just so close to home. We could have written the same script.
It was a grand story, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It relates to you, Don.
Yes. Well, most do.
Thanks, guys.
What kind of minivan do you drive?
I don't. I drive a hot SUV.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for it.
That's a good comeback on my part, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a hot CUV.
Zoom! Hello,
that's a bad one.
I had to delete that out. That was some guy. Either he's mad at traffic or he doesn't like our show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, phone scam.
Hey, what's going on with Sacramento? I'm getting a lot of bad vibes from you guys about Sacramento here.
You know what? I sense from you a man who should possibly go into some type of private investigating or police work, maybe become a detective.
Where are you getting this vibe? Where's this coming from?
Let's see. Joe hung up on me twice.
Right now, Mike and Rob are doing a version of the Sacramento dance that I believe. Let me say that. Mike's version resembles something you might see on the National Geographic Channel.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep laughing. It was you that he was being.
Keep killing me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone skin.
XM, Opiate Anthony.
Oblivion.
Shortwave.
Yeah, I'm scared, but keep calling like that and hanging up.
Yes, the Gutless Wonders.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What will the cake man say about that?
Hello, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and compliment Buzz on his perfect rendition of the cat from the Santa Claus or Santa's Workshop, man. That was dead on.
So this is a Wichita call. You remember him, then?
I'm from Wichita. The only difference is I'm quite a bit younger than Buzz, so he was called Toy Boy.
Who isn't? Everyone is. Who isn't? I mean, come on, for goodness sake.
So do you remember the original guy or not?
I'm not even 30 yet, dude.
Wouldn't know if it was close or not.
Right, goodbye.
But thank you.
Goodbye, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We are entertaining calls. Hello.
Hello there, Dons and Mikes.
Nope, sorry. Disqualification. I'm the only one that can do that.
That's right.
And only when it am called for.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Big fan.
Thanks.
I just want to thank you guys. I've been listening for you guys for a year now, but unlike that other chick that came and been listening to you from the 80s, I guess she has no life, but just want to thank you for a great drive home every day.
Where are you from, sir, originally? Where are you from?
From Toronto.
Ah, there you go. Mexico.
I was thinking somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Mexico. Mexico North. Mike, anybody can get into Canada.
No, it's just like, you know, kind of the words were in the wrong place. You know, I listen cause can time food gay ray on day. I listen for to all time year for you to be. That's usually, you know, when the words are in the wrong place, kind of an Eastern European thing. And not Canada. Yeah, welcome to Canada for to drive over to see, you know, Maple Leaf Fun. Hello.
All right, you calling for a show. Thanks. Bye.
And he's gone.
Long gone.
There he is. He's confused.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, people.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling about a serious matter.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, we'll you all be serious. Have computers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Right. You're aware of spyware.
Yes.
Spyware, yes.
When you get those pop-ups that say yes, no, or cancel, or click no, do not click the X. Because it will install
this. I'm curious about this because, I mean, I always click the X. What?
It will install the spyware.
Right, now, this is something that I know, so I have to ask.
Are you retarded?
I think
it's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
I think what he's telling us is the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Uh-huh. No.
When you get the pop-up ad that says someone is spying on you, you know, you use the software, you click here. I think what you want to do, don't you want to minimize it? Isn't that what you want to do?
No. If it has a button that says install this software, yes or no, or sometimes it'll say yes
cancel.
Or cancel, click the no or click the cancel, or it will install that.
All right, well then again, that's like just basic common sense, though.
No, but I click the X.
Oh, really?
Are you retarded?
I do this for a living, and everybody clicks the X.
But it'd be easier just to get the anti-spyware software, right?
SpyBot works well.
That's right. What I use.
Thanks, Mr. Gates.
Hey, wait.
No, you wait. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there, it's a phone scam.
I think I love you. Dan is a world-renowned lesbian, and that's what happens when a mother is a whore.
What is going on?
Wow. Something about that Santa Claus.
My God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, you sexy thing, you.
Oh, Buzz, this is for you.
No, this is for you guys. I have been listening to you since the 80s. I have never gotten through, and I just think, you know, and besides, Mike and I have something in common. I have a ringing in my ear.
You have a ring?
Oh, that's just like
tinnitus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's nice to be talking to one of my fellow trainables.
Mike is going deaf as well.
I tell you, it is. It's very, very hard living with a ringing in your ear.
It sure is.
It is.
It drives me nuts.
And you know what I take? I take Xanax.
Do you really? Do you walk with a limp and drool too?
No, I'm really very pretty.
Oh, you are.
Yes, I am.
All right, with the ringing in the ear.
I'm very, very pretty.
Can you hear the ringing?
Wow. Yeah, but I have my own ringing.
Oh.
You either have a hissing, a buzzing, or a ringing. Yeah. I have a ringing. I don't know what I was interested in. What Mike had.
Drives me nuts.
Mike, do you have the hissing, the buzzing, or the ringing?
I have all three. And even through all this ringing, I have to ask you something.
What?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I look a lot like, let me see.
Can you really at the top of your lungs say something for me?
What?
Seriously, because you have the same exact voice. Can you say really, just try to scream a little bit and say you never miss a jump split?
Oh.
Can you do
me?
That? Yeah, just say it really, really bitchy and really
loud. Dallas Cowboys cheerleader
just
say?
Just scream it, all right?
Say what now?
You never miss a jump split. Repeat that. Go ahead.
I never miss a jump skip.
All right, let's listen and compare.
You never miss a jump split.
Can you say it like she did? Go ahead, one more time, please.
I never miss a jump skip.
Very close.
You know, I love you guys. I don't know if you know it or not.
Oh, and to thank you for that.
Thanks so much.
I do. And I look like what is that actress that she drowned?
Natalie Wood?
Natalie Wood?
Oh, really?
That's not good.
That ringing. No, that's just the ringing. It's getting worse and worse.
I knew I shouldn't have brought up that ringing because I knew you were
going to do this. No problem.
And remember what Elvis said about Natalie Wood.
What?
Right. Oh, that's
feminine
right.
Feminine odor.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
feminine
right.
Odor.
Yeah.
I've had this ringing in my ear for like 10 years.
Okay. Right. I'm getting one now.
Thank you. It's not in your ear.
Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you for calling.
I love you too.
Shut up!
Bye.
Thank you. See you later.
God damn it. She seemed nice.
I love you. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Right, that's why I said Don and Mike show. Hello there.
That's right. I just wanted to call to say goodbye. I'm going to Iraq.
Right, when do you go?
About a week.
Business or pleasure?
Yeah, business, actually. No, I'm going to work this time.
Uh-huh. I think there's really there's nothing else. What are you going to say?
I was there in 91 the first time with the Marine Division, and this time I'm going with Halliburton, going to work.
Oh, Halliburton. Try to keep your head.
Yeah, well, this is what I wanted to tell you. I've shaved my head bald, mm-hmm. and I'm going tonight to get Don and Mike tattooed on my forehead, so if I end up like Nick Berg, you'll get a shameless plug.
He'll be on the internet.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
All right.
That's funny, but it's awful at the same time.
That's what we call...
that's why we love you guys.
Well, we love you right back.
Thank you, my friend.
One more quick question. Yeah. Are you guys coming to Greenville again? I know you said
you mean like on a radio station?
Business
or pleasure? Business. I don't know. We're on a Charleston. That's all I know. Cover yourself over there. Watch out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Hi, phone scan. Are you still trying to do the hello there thing?
you can hear me now?
I heard you the first time.
In defense of the lady digging, I drive for a living, and sometimes, you know, you're stuck in traffic and you just got to get it out.
Yeah, but not a light. the lady digging. You're talking about the lady picking her nose?
Right, the digging lady.
Now, listen, here's the thing.
Now, that takes all the sexiness away.
She was a hot girl in a Corvette convertible.
Uh-huh.
You wait until you're driving down the road. You know, not when you're sitting at the corner of Route 50 at 123.
Right, and that's, picking's a guy's thing. Yeah, not really.
Girls shouldn't be picking.
Yeah, especially hot girls. It should be illegal.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Michael Mara?
Yes, sir.
Tom Gavin chooses you over Buzz.
Yes, you're right about that. That makes my day. So I got the lady with the ringing in her ears and Tom Gavin.
Hello.
I'm doing well.
Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Howdy.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good.
Up. Hold on. That's it. We are plumb out of time. But go ahead. You're the last person. What can we do for you?
Well, I just had a quick question. I haven't heard Mr. Skin on here lately. I wonder if it doesn't have a place in your guys' new format or not.
There you go. We got another genius on the phone. We have got another guy with an IQ above room temperature. Yes, indeed. Genius. Perhaps you've also noticed the lack of sex experts on the show and the fact that we don't have fart sound effects anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
I have noticed.
All right, well, I hope the show's still highly entertaining for you.
The show's still great, guys.
Of course it is.
Thank you.
What town does your mom live in?
Wichita.
No, that's the wrong answer, although it starts with a W.
Does he get a prize if he answers correctly?
If he has the right answer.
All right, you only have one chance at it, sir.
What town does your mom live in?
Whoretown.
Yeah.
There you go.
You win.
Caveman
smiles.
Caveman. What's your name, friend?
Tom.
And where are you from?
Wichita.
From Wichita, right. Okay, here you go. You got a sleeve of Golfdom, Don and Mike Pro V1 golf balls. Golfdom from Tyson's Corner. Pleased to be living the game. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Mike.
All right, good luck with the retardation. Hold on a second, please.
Mr. Skin on the show. What's with that? Nothing because of your new old style.
He's not been on for 6 months, 7, 8, 9, 10 months.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Now, Mr. Skin ain't on the show anymore. Ain't what we're about now. Although, I'll tell you, seriously, and I'm probably going to blow the deal by telling you, you know who we're trying to get as a regular football guy? Because Nancy, to be honest about what happened with her, she got fired from the job as being the main host for CBS.
Right.
So now Jim Nance has to go back and do games.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be a big fan of Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen's a very funny guy.
And I think when he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, he's pretty good.
I think he's just caustic and bitter enough to work very well.
Mm-hmm. My man B.A. is back there working on some negotiations with the NFL channel now, the NFL network, to see if we can get Rich Eisen on here.
Excellent.
That'd be nice. So we're thinking about things.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's on your news show tonight? What is your lead story?
Today, did Las Vegas turn a deaf ear to a terror warning?
Right. I have ringing in my ear.
That's the problem.
I have ringing in my ear.
And you know what's funny? Isn't Gil Grissom going deaf?
Yes.
Have they dropped that storyline?
He's cured. He's cured now. Whatever it was, it's cured.
He's cured!
Yeah. You can hear.
What?
Mike?
What?
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
I can't hear you.
What?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, just stop it with that, for goodness sakes. Enough with that.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
I'd like to just call as my retard witness of the day.
Yes.
And I mean that only in the nicest possible way.
Mm-hmm.
J-Dubs, if you would come into the studio for a second.
Amen.
Just something I want him to pass along to everybody. J-Dubs on Ron and Fez and later with Hefe here on WJFK.
Right.
Time for Buzz's News and Comment. Now, Buzz, brought to you tonight by Smoke Break. Smokers break their nasty habits without gaining weight.
This is good smoke.
Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Available now at fine retailers. Showing at theaters and drive-ins throughout the valley. Rated X, no one under 18 admitted. Without your parents' permission. Got a good-looking weekend coming up.
There you go. Sunshine.
Wear something flimsy, girls. How about Mr. Stephen Miller?
Yeah.
That's the kind of crap that I used to, they'd call me up. Hey, shut up.
You know, right.
They'd give me the shut up.
They're singing. They're going, whoa.
Right.
Shut up.
That's what I hear.
Those aren't
well, J Dubs ain't here.
But
just see if you can guess, since he had the night off last night, both Hefe and Ron and Fez had the night off because we had the Redskins football game last night on our station JFK.
Right.
See if you can guess how many hours J-Dubs waited in line for his Madden 2005.
Really? Well, where is he? Come on, I want to hear this.
I guess he went back upstairs. I just saw him in the hallway a second
exhausted.
Ago.
It was a good deal.
Did he get a tattoo about it?
No, he did not.
He
did not. Anyway, whenever he comes in, write down your answer of how long you think he waited in line, and we'll get it whenever he shows up. Right. In the meantime, it's Buzz and the news.
All right, now.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
if people knew Las Vegas was a target for Osama bin Laden, they might not go there, and the people who were there might leave, and that's bad for business. The Justice Department says it tried to warn Las Vegas officials not long after 9/11, but they say Las Vegas officials and casino owners there didn't want to hear about it and took no action. City officials say the feds never told them until now about the surveillance tapes made of the MGM Grand, the Excalibur, and New York, New York, inside and out, by day and by night. Quoting one of the owners, if I were told, I certainly would tell the public. Mm-hmm. The feds say they have an Al-Qaeda document that calls Las Vegas the City of Satan. And quoting that document, the brothers are going to destroy it.
You know, as we were saying yesterday about all of these terror threats, right. if they called something in before, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, really, not to discount how serious it is, but let's say you were in Las Vegas mm-hmm. and you had heard that. Well, nothing happened, right?
Right. Presumably because the feds caught these guys and got the surveillance tape and the documents.
So now would you not go to Las Vegas if you heard that?
I wouldn't.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't prevent myself from going. I'd go.
I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
Yeah, I would go.
J-Dubs.
Ah.
Here he is. Hi, J-Dubs.
How's it going?
From Ron and Fez and the El Jefe Show.
And a fresh new haircut.
Yeah, I got my...
You got your what? Don't point. Speak.
Yes, this is radio. It's necessary to...
I started the Master Cleanser yesterday, and I'm trying to fast, so I'm really, really off right now.
Okay, no problem.
How long... First, let's get the guests from everybody. Mike, how long do you think J-Dubs waited in line?
That's my answer right there.
He can't tell time. Buzz?
I rode 6 hours.
6 hours. Robbie, do you know the answer?
Four.
J-Dubs, how long did you wait in line for the Madden game?
11 hours.
Now I know what the deal is. Did you get it yesterday?
Yeah.
You get it yesterday? He's not out of sorts because he started the Master Cleanser. He's been playing it all night. How much sleep have you gotten in the last 24 hours?
I went to bed at 4, woke up at 9, so 5 hours. That's plenty.
5 hours of sleep.
All right, so what's the best part about it that I'll notice immediately as opposed to last year's Madden?
The graphics are... 3 times as good.
Incredible. Okay.
Man, are you pumped now?
I am.
What a great time in the show for this to happen.
I know. Let's end the show. I wish it was yesterday. We had a 3-hour show. All right, so J-Dubs, you waited 11 hours.
Yeah.
And is that physically in front of the store for 11 hours?
Well, I left for like an hour and a half to go see a matinee.
All right.
That's cheap. How did you hold your place?
Well, it was just a big, like, mob outside. There wasn't even a line.
Oh, okay.
They kept on telling us it would be in at 5, then it would be in at 6, then it would be in at, and at 10:30, the guy finally showed up. And it was me and about 145 black guys. And the guy was completely afraid to even, take him out of his car.
Because of you.
Yeah, because
of you. Right. There you go.
And so he had, me and a couple other white guys help him bring him into the store.
Sure.
All the white guys. And brought everybody else in 2 at a time.
Oh, my God.
You're funny. Get out of here.
All right. Thank you.
Get out of here. You're funny.
Thanks for injecting that.
Sure. That's just what it was.
Yeah.
My God, there's about 150 colored guys out there. We can't open the store now.
Wow.
We can't open it now.
I'm surprised that they didn't have anything happen when they were, like, delaying it by 4 or 5 hours. People didn't go ballistic.
Mm-hmm.
The hotline just rang,
yeah,
and that was Beth Ann telling you that you got yours at roughly the same time without waiting outside a store.
Bingo!
But you got no matinee.
You can play, you know, there's a tape you play for me all the time that you ought to play for yourself right now.
Except I paid for it.
What's that? Yeah, but that doesn't matter. So,
Golden Boy is looking to show he's still the best.
All right, I'll take
the Golden Boy. Absolutely.
Hello there. We are waiting for our game. What? We got to have more white guys before you will open the door?
The world according to J-Dubs. You know what's funny? They really let him on the radio.
Yes, they do.
And,
he does the real show.
The thing is, did that sound like a Jive commercial? And you know the thing is, they really let this crazy cat on the radio.
You know, it would sound like a commercial if you weren't telling the truth, because we are amazed.
With his crazy upside down view of life.
I'm a little out of it because I'm starting the Master Cleanser thing. No, he's gotten 2 hours of sleep.
He's looped.
Of course, because he's played Madden like I will do now.
Right.
Non-stop.
Eyes glazed over.
Non-freaking-stop.
What time will you turn in? Will you? But you don't. You have it. You're as regular as rain with your schedule. What time will you turn in?
Oh, no. Tonight will be a special night.
Oh, really? You're going to get a little late bedtime tonight?
I may stay up till 11 tonight.
Wow.
Playing my Madden game.
Will you stay up late enough to see the Regis infomercial?
No, no. And listen, I promise the next time I see it, I'll call you. It was just—it was very late, Rob. I thought it was like 12. It was the night that we went out with Buzz and Marcia.
Yes, but I'm still always entertaining calls.
Okay, now we're talking about something that wasn't even on the radio. But I promise I'll call you next time. Buzz?
A couple of stories about bad guys. A man convicted of killing 161 people by bombing a federal building in Oklahoma is going to prison.
George Michael!
No, wrong guy.
On him.
No, 161 life terms consecutively and without parole. Terry Nichols sentenced yesterday. Afterward, he released a statement asking forgiveness and saying that he prayed for everyone to acknowledge God. In Salt Lake...
God, how arrogant. You know what? Yeah. Really, that SOB, honest to God. And is that what he said? He prayed for everyone to acknowledge
God? Yes, he prayed for everyone to acknowledge God, as he has now done.
God.
In Salt Lake City yesterday, Mark Hacking was charged with first-degree murder after confessing to relatives he shot his pregnant wife in the head while she slept and threw her body in a trash bin. He allegedly used a .22-caliber rifle and a couple of garbage bags to wrap the body.
Uh-huh.
Now, most of us realize...
Nobody saw that coming, incidentally, but yeah. That guy did it. Yeah, nobody saw that.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, the name alone.
And what am I hearing now about Scott Peterson? That he might get off, and I'm not making a joke about his choice in movies.
Right.
But because of all of the evidence with the girl or something...
What is the new evidence they found?
The thing is supposed to be, it's an old piece of evidence, and I shouldn't say the girl because it has nothing to do with the woman that he was involved with.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with evidence that the cops have already processed from the part of the San Francisco Bay where her body washed up.
Right.
Apparently, his lawyers had them go back and look at the evidence again. Mm-hmm. But then I was reading something today saying there's really nothing to it. This is just them just prolonging things. Just
legalese.
Just dragging things out.
Right, yeah. They put in for a delay. They got about a week's delay. In fact, last week I told you that the
trial was all meaningless. Suspended. That delay meant
nothing. I don't know if it was or not because they had his attorney saying, you know, his slicky boy attorney,
right.
Garagakalos or whatever the guy's name is, saying, I can't comment, but it's important evidence. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know. He killed his wife. I just want to say this. He is guilty of just being drop-dead gorgeous. No pun intended.
The other woman today testified that she started seeing Scott Peterson about a month before Lacey disappeared, and that when they first met, Scott told her that he had recently lost his wife. It was about a month after that that his wife actually disappeared.
Yeah. But seriously, he might walk.
Yep. Again, because... All of that, even though it's circumstantial.
Right.
Circumstantial.
They don't have the smoking gun at this point.
In the end, though, it's up to the jury. So who knows what will happen.
Okay.
Most of us realize by now, at least on some level, that there's nothing real about reality TV. The producers make us think what they want us to think about the people and the situations portrayed on screen. We knew that. They do this by manipulating both the contestants with behind-the-scenes advice and revelations and...
Manipulation.
By manipulating the viewers with some very deceptive editing.
Manipulate me.
But it goes a lot deeper than that.
Oh, does it?
The Washington manipulation.
Oh, yeah. Washington Post reports that Hollywood writers have come forward to take the credit for some of reality TV's finest moments.
Now, didn't the lady yesterday from Trading Spouses, which is on tonight...
She gave us a glimpse of it.
She alluded to the fact that not only is it edited to make certain people look certain ways, but that they tossed... premises her way.
Yes, they would say to her when she was at the table and she brought up something about the fact that the father doesn't pay enough attention to his kids. The producer, when she went to the ladies' room, said, hey, bring that up again and press the issue. So they're coached. You know where they get these premises?
Where?
From the script.
Really?
The script. The Writers Union announced yesterday that most of the shows are scripted, written with a beginning, a middle, and an end. It says the typing is being done by people who are not getting union scale, and that this has to stop.
Yeah, the whole thing is a giant cash cow for Hollywood.
Yeah,
because
for TV.
First of all, these people that are in these shows, they're not SAG members.
Right.
Screen Actor Guild, like... you and I are, Mike.
Of course.
But no, seriously...
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You might be confused to hear that. Don and I are movie actors. Thank you.
Makes sense to me.
Thank you, Buzz.
We're television actors. We've never been in a film, Mike.
Don, it's the Screen Actors Guild.
Film cameras.
SAG. Screen Actors Guild.
Let me point out also the shows that we were on...
Mm-hmm.
The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., and I'll personally give $1 million to anybody that even remembers that show.
Got the box set.
Fabulous. Don't call someone remember. Second, also I need $1 million for that bet.
Okay.
Second, we were on Babylon 5.
We were on Babylon 5, and it was a fabulous show.
Third, We were on King of Queens, and I had a speaking role on King of Queens once.
I did not. I simply sat in a chair, but you had a speaking role.
That's our...
So you have more film experience than I do.
Got a copy of my serial.
That's our resume right there.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what's happening.
Write it in the book. Don and I are film actors.
Now, obviously, the dialogue on these shows, I mean, these are things that people really say most of the time, but the writers in advance have already shaped how the story's going to go.
So the point I was making is the actors, these real people,
right.
they don't join the union, so you save money there if you're producing the
good
show.
Point.
Also, since it's not done through a union, and since the last thing they would want at the episode of a Survivor, for instance, would be written by Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
So they do everything on the cheap. They take the union out of everything, and it's the easiest way to make money.
I should point out that that acting, quite often when you're doing acting, though, it requires a lot of ad-libbing as well.
Uh-huh.
Acting is something that you can act the lines that are on the page,
right.
But quite often you improvise.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my film acting.
You have not been in any films.
This is not inside the actor's studio.
Okay, details.
Don't you think that you pull more of your performance from those you're acting against?
Absolutely. Like, a great actor will make you an even better actor.
Acting is reacting.
Absolutely.
Why are you doing that thing with your hand?
Because that's
what faggy thing with your hand.
That's what I do when I'm talking about acting. I put my two fingers and my thumb up like this and I go...
We were on two shows that just... couldn't suck enough. And one show...
unfortunately, they were canceled, but I thought the work was good.
Yeah. One show that somehow is still on the air just due to the incredible stupidity of America.
Film actors.
Thank God you put yourself above the material, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the material is everything. The writing is delicious.
We're TV whores.
The
television whores.
The NFL has another big primetime entertainment show coming up, and the league wants to make sure there's no flag-wearing or crotch-grabbing or breast-bearing this time.
Right.
The NFL, which used to let the networks handle the details, is controlling almost the entire show, right down to meeting with the performers to make sure they know and plan to obey the rules.
Man, I hope there's a performer out there that just wants to test the water.
I hope, unless it's the Super Bowl or the conference championships, I don't want to see a singer. I want to see football.
Well, you'll see several. The NFL's also supervising the performers' wardrobes and which songs they'll sing and how the dancing will look.
Is this for the opening game, Indianapolis?
Right, the kickoff show.
Versus
Foxborough, and the show airs September 9th on ABC, so it's for that game.
Indianapolis, New England.
From the Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and from Jacksonville, Florida, they'll be broadcasting also where the next Super Bowl will be played.
Right.
The show features Elton John, Toby Keith, Mary J. Blige, and with Destiny's Child, and also Jessica Simpson. MTV.
Jessica Simpson is safe.
She'll toe the line.
Right.
Who else was on that
list? Mary J. Blige.
With Destiny's Child and also Toby Keith and Elton John.
I think the wild card there is Mr. Elton John, who is a gay.
I will do... I know that.
But he's a...
I think I'm going to do whatever I wish.
That's your Simon Cowell.
I'm sorry. I know that.
Hey, Simon, what's happening?
How are you?
You know, next week...
You're not trying hard enough. You need to work harder.
Isn't it next week that the American Idol audition is coming to D.C.?
I've got it penciled in a week from tomorrow, and I'm almost ready.
There you go. That's right. But unfortunately, even you now are out of the age range. Okay. We're looking for youth. The next... icon. That's what we're looking for.
D.C. is going to be one of the cities that they use. Like, remember last year it was, Hawaii, Honolulu, and...
Sacramento.
I predict D.C. might provide us with a finalist.
Anyway, look for our man Joe Ardinger doing his Jomos.
Oh, good.
Next week, when the people start lining up, talking about lining up like morons, when they start lining up a day in advance for the American Idol audition.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful.
Isn't Toby Keith a troublemaker, though?
Yeah, but you know what? He's one of those rebels, but he is a prepackaged rebel.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't do anything like Elton John. Isn't that right, Simon?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Or Elton.
I know that.
Meanwhile, back at the witch hunt, the FCC has dismissed...
Oh, hold on a second.
The FCC, has dismissed the indecency charge leveled against the now-defunct TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
One of your favorites.
The Parents Television Council and Americans for Decency complained that Buffy, the episode that aired in April of last year, violated indecency regulations. That episode featured a slayer fighting a vampire and then having sex with him. Mm. Never mind there was no nudity or that the scene really wasn't what you'd call steamy. In fact, the FCC says the show didn't cross the line because it didn't titillate or shock people other than the obviously right-wing groups that protested the show. The FCC also threw out a complaint about a scene from Will and Grace, in which there was dry humping.
There's that on this show every day.
As opposed to wet.
When we come back, a German doctor who says women don't need happy endings.
Well.
Oh. Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Hi, doctor.
Right. Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wolfram.
So when you say women, what was the tease again? So
a German doctor says women don't need happy endings.
And you're talking about...
that's right.
I got you. The old regular. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Promoting voluntary sterilization.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Try it tonight. Tomorrow, besides the playmate who's written the tell-all book about half,
Pack of Lies,
and Huey Lewis.
Wow.
I've just been told we'll also be joined in the studio tomorrow by R. Lee Ermey. Now, that name
may mean something to somebody.
That name may mean nothing to you,
right,
as it did not to me,
okay,
until I was told he's the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, wow.
Private Pyle is out of jelly donut in your locker.
Oh, my God.
He's great.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Who's calling on the
hammer? Hair on her.
Hello. This is the hotline. Hello.
Hey, this is Patrick up in Live 1057.
Yeah, Patrick. You're on the air.
I don't need to be on the air.
Well, you shouldn't have called the hotline then, my
too
friend.
Too late now.
What can we do for you?
How you been, Patrick?
All right, man. I'm not receiving anything from your feed for Ron and Fez.
All right, hold on, dude. We'll figure that out. Hold on a second. Is our show currently running in Baltimore?
Yes.
Good. We're glad to hear that.
All right, great, Patrick.
Hold on a second. Just a minute.
Patrick sounded a little uptight.
Yeah.
Anyway, someone should tell Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
We got to get... Now, the show's coming from the same place.
Right.
Why is there a problem with a different feed? Well, who cares? They'll get it.
I'm just really psyched we're going to have that guy on from Full Metal Jacket, one of our favorite movies.
R. Lee Ermey. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of other stuff, commercials and stuff.
Oh, he's
now
a giant whore, like for the History Channel and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he had his own reality show.
Anyway, that might be the closest we've ever had to a real show tomorrow.
And he played a gay coach in Saving Silverman.
You know, you're right, he did, though.
It's funny, though.
He did. So tomorrow, watch out. It's almost a real show.
Very good.
You got the girl from Playboy written the book. You got Huey Lewis, and you got the guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Excellent show. Cool.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. When it comes to sex, women don't really need a payoff, according to a German research doctor.
That's right.
Dr. Rolf Dagen says it's nature's way. Reaching the moment that poets spend entire lifetimes trying to describe is, quoting the doctor, completely unnecessary. It serves no purpose, he says.
Here's a bunch of German doctors singing about that very topic.
Yes. It requires, it's nothing. It's meaningless. It's enough to produce the baby.
Men need to, says the doctor, but women do not.
Yeah.
Dr. Rolf says a man's ecstasy lasts, on average, 12.6 seconds. A woman, he says with some annoyance.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
From 7 seconds to 107 seconds. It varies.
I've analyzed this, and there's really no need for it, so forget about it.
Many women, he says, never even experience a single second of that.
And what's so wrong with that, Clink?
That is the way it should be.
It should be proper, Major Hochstetter.
The research doc says men spend well over 9 hours of their lives in that moment, while women spend less than an hour and a half there, 6 times less than men. That, says the doctor, proves his point.
Oh, I bet we've spent more than 9 hours.
Today. It's not the show we used to have, Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll do the math and get back to you.
Excellent. Fantastic.
I do the math.
If your brain...
I think that 12-second thing is about right.
12.6 seconds?
The longest 12 seconds. The best 12 seconds. Longest 12 seconds.
Amen.
Agreed. If your brain is just drained by the end of your work day, that's probably a good thing.
Oh, my brain's leaking again.
Oh, my brain.
My brain juice is leaking out my ear.
Help my brain.
A new study says a mentally demanding job keeps the Alzheimer's away, especially in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. What people... The work people did in their 20s didn't seem to matter as much. The study found that folks with Alzheimer's often had less mentally demanding jobs in their working years than did people the same age without the disease. A scientist studied the types of jobs.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
And the number of years on the job.
Took first place with BMW.
BMW. They studied what the jobs required in terms of mental skills. So
I beg your pardon?
Motor skills and physical strength.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Now they also want to study economic status, since people with money usually get better nutrition and better health care.
Can't hear a word you say.
I understand. Rich people, speed.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we.
More than the rest of us.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
I'm not here.
Rich people speed more than the rest of us. This according to a Gallup poll done for the government's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Quoting a psychologist, most speeding is done by 17-year-olds in souped-up Hondas. The next group is older guys in Mercedes who are trying to overcome midlife crises.
We're just going deep to the back of the rack in the south of
speeding on a steed.
My lady, I'm ready to pick you up for the motion picture show.
Two-thirds of the people making $100,000 a year or more say they often or sometimes break the speed limit by at least 10 miles an hour. But nearly 3 out of 4 people making $50,000 a year or more say they broke a speed law within the last week. The survey only asked about speeds that were high enough over the limit to attract a cop's attention. So we're not even talking about the literal speed limit here.
No, you know what this is, Buzz?
What?
This is my Gallup poll.
Oh, I get it.
Oh,
you get jokes?
Gallup poll. Okay.
And welcome,
Santa Claus.
Welcome.
Dan.
Ho, ho. Welcome to Chicago. Please help yourself to a disinfectant wipe. Chicago police are investigating the source of some foul-smelling gunk that got splattered on a boatload of sightseers there Sunday. Quoting the boat tour operator, I can only presume it was human waste. There was a very strong smell to it. The boat was just cruising under the Kinzie Street Bridge on the Chicago River when the 100 folks on the upper deck got showered by a black bus crossing the bridge overhead. Dave Matthews, as in the Dave Matthews Band, says it was not his bus dumping the sewage. Some of the victims got a partial plate number, so we'll see. The boat's been disinfected. The passengers got their money back.
Ew. Hope it wasn't Captain Whammo.
In Chicago.
DHF. Captain Whammo.
In sports.
Real disc jockey.
And while the NFL's cleaning up its act, Olympic athletes are posing nude for Playboy.
Yeah.
8 female athletes are featured in the September issue in a 12-page pictorial.
Bravo.
Quoting cover girl Amy Acuff, one of the big misconceptions is that every athlete is 100% serious about being there. People who know they don't have a chance are there to party. I didn't know that. And finally, cooter is not a dirty word. In the American
don't
South,
do
no,
the same
I'm
show we used to
trying,
do, Buzz.
Exactly, and that's why I'm trying to educate people. In the American South, it's slang for turtle. There's a town in Missouri named Cooter. Allendale, South Carolina has a Cooter Fest every spring.
Okay, shock jock.
There was a guy named Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard, and the actor who played him went into politics, becoming Congressman Cooter.
Cooter.
There's also a Cooter Pond near St. Petersburg, Florida, and now there's a controversy over the name of the festival and its name the mascot, or as they were calling it, the Name the Cooter Contest.
Are you happy, Howard Stern?
Someone suggested that it's a dirty word for the female anatomy and that it's demeaning to women. Quoting the mayor of Inverness, though, this subculture that's going through the country taking names and perverting them socially, it's just unbelievable.
Good heaven, no.
It's a turtle.
Oh, for the days when life was carefree and gay.
Hey.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I get it.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Things that they were carefree and fag. I get it.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That cooter's gay. We gotta go. Back tomorrow with a new episode.
What a show tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, today's wasn't bad.
No. Not bad. Santa Claus.
Yes, SantaClaus.org. And also, it's, oh God, I forgot the address. If you want to be in the Affair show on E.
It's SantaBaby.org. AffairTV at Hotmail.com. And it's SantaBaby.org.
Thank you, guys. Stand by, please, for Ron and Fez coming up in Washington, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Everybody, good day to you, sir.
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 And you. I'll be entertaining your call tonight.
Only 12 days and 11 nights. So the cake man.
12 days and 11 nights.
Uh-huh. Until the cake man.
The cake man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The cake man.
I like that.
The Johnny Cake Man.
The cake man.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Leave the cookies out.
Eat a lot.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis here just saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike,
too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
What's the show?
The Wedding Show.
What's it called?
The Wedding Show.
Say it again.
The Wedding Show.
That's right, The Wedding Show with Sharon Lewis and me, your old man, Ron Spiewak, this Saturday and every Saturday at 3, only on WJFK.
The Wedding Show.